showers and thunderstorms will continue with a low in the mid-40s. Moving on to Tuesday, windy, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, high in the mid-50s. Temperatures will be falling into the 40s by the afternoon. Tuesday evening, blustery, colder, mostly cloudy, a low of 35. And then on Wednesday, cooler, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under partly cloudy skies, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 39 and some clouds as well. It's time now for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. Time now for another edition of the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, stop and listen. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, stop and listen. Power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop and listen.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty,
said, all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Ooh, we have much to talk about. Much to talk about. 454-0400. That would be the phone number, so you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have... Scott Ritter is going to be with us this morning. That's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big deal. And it's going to be exciting to have him on, given Bush's speech last week that to the Democrats during Veterans Day, nothing like politicizing Veterans Day and taking away from the veterans. It's going to be interesting to talk to Scott Ritter now that the secret CIA prisons have been uncovered. It's going to be interesting to talk to Scott Ritter post Karl Rove and Skuda. It's going to be interesting to talk to Scott Ritter about a number of different things. And how does it feel? You said that there were no weapons of mass destruction. You said we didn't need to do this. You were vilified. How does it feel? How does it feel? So we're going to be talking to Scott Ritter at Mondays. On Mondays at 9. Yes, we are. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609. That would be my fax. And there are so many things that are going on, so many things that are, are happening as we speak. And I don't know. I can't say because I haven't lived for hundreds of years. Sometimes it feels like we've been here forever, but we've only been here for a blink of an eye. And in a blink of an eye, we'll all be gone. And folks will be doing the do all over again. But it feels that as if this is so easy to figure out, that this is so easy to understand. Well, how should I say it, or should I describe it as, this is predictable. This is predictable. George W. Bush's approval rating continues to decline. I guess we should be asking the age-old dance floor right around midnight question. You know the question I'm talking about. How low can you go? George W. Bush's ratings have gone to 36%. His previous record low was 38% after Hurricane Katrina. George W. Bush, or George Bush, doesn't care about black people. Newsweek says Bush's approval ratings equals the low of Bill Clinton's presidency in 1993. His father recorded a 32% approval rating in July 1992 before Clinton defeated him. A total of 58 of those surveyed by the Newsweek poll said that they disapprove of how Bush is handling his job. 56% of Americans told the poll that the president won't be able to get much done. 68% said that they were dissatisfied with the direction that the country is going. 60% disapprove of how Bush is managing the economy. 73% disapprove of his handling of the price of oil. As to whether Bush is honest and ethical, 50% disagreed. When asked if the phrase was a Cheney, 55% said that he was not honest. A total of 54% of those polled said that they believe that someone in the Bush administration acted unethically during a probe into who revealed the name of Valerie Plame. How low can you go? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Well, I think we're taking the bullet train to the bottom. Somebody talked about this last week. I found it. A confidential memo circulating among senior Republican leaders suggests that a new attack by terrorists on U.S. soil could reverse the sagging fortunes of George W. Bush as well as the GOP and restore his image as a leader of the American people. Ain't that some stuff? The closely guarded memo lays out a list of scenarios to bring the Republican Party back from the political brink. Let's go kill some folks. Hop to it. Hop to it. Let's kill. How about let's kill some Americans. The closely guarded memo lays out a list of scenarios to bring the Republican Party back from the political brink, including a devastating attack by terrorists that could, quote, validate George Bush's war on terror and allow Bush to unite the country in the time of national shock and sorrow. National shock and sorrow. So I guess. We would be the recipients of shock and awe. I guess those bombs can turn around, huh? They have a turnaround feature on them. The memo says such a reversal in the president's fortune could keep the party from losing control of Congress. And you know what? I ain't going to be mad. I ain't going to be mad because what's that phrase? What is that phrase? What's that phrase? Gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet, right? Gotta kill a few Americans to keep your jobs. Kill a few Americans, break a few eggs, omelets, re-election, about the same thing. Gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. Ain't that some stuff? Everybody, every Republican whose fingerprints are on that memo should lose their job. Should lose their job and be put in jail. A terrorist attack could validate Bush's war on terror and allow Bush to unite the country. And here's the creepy part of this. Here's the creepy, as if that's not creepy enough. But here's a creepy to the second degree part of this. Let me read this to you, because I want you to feel what this means. GOP insiders who have seen the memo admit that it's a risky strategy and point out that such scenarios are blue sky thinking that often occurs in political planning sessions. Now, just hold my hand as we walk through those couple of sentences. GOP insiders are saying that's just wishful thinking. GOP people said these are the kinds of things that we talk about when we're just brainstorming. So let me get this straight. It's acceptable brainstorming to wish for the deaths of some more Americans in order to get somebody in some political party elected or reelected into office. That's part of your strategy conversations. That's part of the strategy of the Republican Party. That stuff comes out your mouth. I have to read that again. GOP insiders who have seen the memo say it's a risky strategy. It's blue sky thinking. So blue sky. Blue sky shining above, happy, happy blue sky. So that's a happy possible scenario. That's just wishful thinking. Can we kill some Americans so we can get some more Republicans elected into office? Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, can't you just hear the conversation around the table? Trent Lott said, God, that sounds good. Bill Frist saying, give a gold star to the Republican that came up with that idea. And then you hear Karl Rove say, how we make that happen. How we make this happen. Ain't that some stuff? And then that's the upside. That's what we hear from the good news guys over there in the Republican Party. Is there a voice out there somewhere in the Republican Party that said, that's madness. Check the rooms for bugs, because I don't want anybody to know that I was in a room where a bunch of elected officials were talking about killing some Americans to keep their jobs. They ain't got nothing over the mafia, do they? Is there somebody out there that said, this is insane, this is criminal, this is, I'm going to tell on y'all because I don't want to be considered part of this mess? Anybody say anything like that? Here's the downside. Here are the downside people. Here's the most negative response heard in this Republican-packed room of people that read this memo. Other Republicans, however, worry that such a scenario carries high risk, pointing out that an attack might suggest that the president has not done enough to protect the country. We have to face the fact that many Americans no longer trust the president. That makes it harder for him to become a rallying point. So nobody said, let's not do this because... nobody said, why are we even saying this? The responsible part of the Republican Party only said, I don't think it would work. I don't think it would get us to our goals, so we're going to have to pass on that. That's as harsh as it got from the Republican Party with that memo. That's as harsh as it got. I don't think it'll work. I don't think it would work. Well, what were the other brain surgeons? Republican Party saying in this memo, okay, let's hear some other scenarios. Capture Osama bin Laden. You have to write that down? You got to write that down? A drastic turnaround of the economy. A successful resolution of the Iraq War. And the GOP memo no longer talk of victory in Iraq, but they use the term successful resolution. Ooh. These are scary times. These are scary times. These are wicked. We are amongst wicked people in scary times. A memo from the Republican Party suggests, as blue sky thinking, we need, and I quote, we need a new attack by terrorists on U.S. soil in order to restore the image of George W. Bush as a leader for the American people, allow George Bush to unite the country, and a terrorist attack on U.S. soil could keep the Republicans from losing control of Congress in the 2006 midterm election. So let me ask you this question. George Bush's popularity was tanking prior to September 11th. Why do you think that happened? You think we can ask the question with this memo? You think we can ask the question of who did that to us? If the Republicans have a memo circulating saying we need an attack on American soil in order to hold on to the Republican-dominated Congress, you think it's fair to ask the question? Who the H.E. double toothpicks attacked us on September 11th? What's that phrase? I've met the enemy. And the enemy is who? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. I'll be back. She's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing is not right. He doesn't know what to say.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Germania. Everything is on the move. Eastbound 44 from 141 all the way to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Brentwood. Nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 between Cave Springs and Blanchett Bridge. Everything is on the move. Westbound 255 from Telegraph all the way into Lee May Ferry. You can expect no problems there. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into Graham Hanley looks good. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. Look for that ramp to still be closed. You can use 11th Street to get around that area. Eastbound 70 between K and 79. Look for very heavy volume already in your 630 commute. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow. Westbound 64 25th. Look for an accident. That shoulder is still blocked. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing. Everything is on the move. Northbound Route 3 before Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp looks good. Olive at Appalachian Trail, those lights are not working. 367 between Parker and Missouri River, that's reduced to one narrow lane in both directions due to bridge work. Westbound 370 at 94 in Elm, look for road construction. Two left lanes are closed. Eastbound 270 at Illinois 3 and 203, look for road construction. Right lanes closed. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at the Wood River Creek, the two right lanes are closed for pavement repair. Bermuda, north of 70, look for road widening going on there. And Keeneland at Natural Bridge, there's also road widening there from two lanes to four lanes. Old Halls Ferry between Dunn and Whisper Lake Drive, they're widening the road there as well. And in both directions, Illinois 143 between 67 and Illinois Route 3, look for paving operations going on. There'll be various lane closures as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Message that driver on Highway 40. Now's a good time to visit your local GM Certified dealer. Their 110-point inspection and reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM Certified, no worries. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Chance of showers likely this morning. Otherwise, showers and thunderstorms are likely by the afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms will continue with a low in the mid-40s. Tuesday, windy, a chance of rain. The high should be in the mid-50s. Temperatures, however, will fall into the 40s by the afternoon on Tuesday. Tuesday evening, blustery, colder, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Then on Wednesday, cooler, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under partly cloudy conditions, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting some clouds and 39. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Always wanted to own your own home? Who doesn't? Ever worried about qualifying? Who hasn't? Never thought you'd qualify? Here's the answer to that question. Well, you will. Just call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. Owner financing on beautiful rehabbed houses. Call Lisa Krumpaski at 629-7830 for the answer to your home buying question. 314-629-7830 or mail ldkpc@hotmail.com.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't like George W. Bush.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate Building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance, from a car phone, or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Because you want to know what you're going to get in me. Just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Miss Brown, I cannot thank you enough. The truth will set you free for pulling the covers off of this sorry GOP pitiful party, honey. They're pitiful, Miss Brown. They're lies and deceits. I can't thank you enough for pulling the covers off of George Bush. And Miss Brown, don't forget about the Medicare. This party couldn't even fix Medicare. They made it worse. And Miss Brown, you know what I'm talking about. They got so many different plans out there. I saw CSS all on TV talking about this is all confusing. They made it worse, Miss Brown. George Bush would rather keep the pharmaceutical people happy than fix it for the CSS. He duped them, Miss Brown. All of them got duped. The Republican Party couldn't fix Medicare, Miss Brown, and they talking about they want to privatize Social Security. You can't fix the war. There's 2,000 people are dead over there. We're going to see if they're going to hit the 3,000 mark, Miss Brown. Miss Brown, you keep telling the truth about this sad, pitiful party. And senior citizens, you'll think twice before you go to polls this time about your Medicare again. Thank you, Miss Brown.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Edwards. John Edwards. You remember him, the guy that was running for the vice presidency. He said, and I quote, Sunday, November 13th, "It was a mistake to vote for this war in 2002. I take responsibility for that mistake. It has been hard to say these words because those who didn't make a mistake, the men and women of our armed forces and their families, have performed heroically and have paid a dear price. The world desperately needs moral leadership from America, and the foundation for moral leadership is telling the truth. While we can't change the past, we need to accept responsibility because a key part of restoring America's moral leadership is acknowledging when we've made a mistake or have been proven wrong and showing that we have the creativity and the guts to make it right." Huh. Huh. Now, I truly, truly do appreciate what John Edwards has said. I do. I think that's a good thing. But I watched Meet the Press yesterday. I am concerned. Dean was on the Meet the Press, and Dean was asked this question, and I'm getting the transcript right now in front of me for what Tim Russert asked Howard Dean. Russert said, aren't the Democrats trying to have it both ways? They voted for the war, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, John Edwards, and now it's not going so well. So they're saying, well, the president misled us. They had access to the national intelligence estimate, and the national intelligence estimate, there were caveats, but they still voted for the war. Tim, first of all, I didn't. Maybe that's why I was against the war. Maybe because I didn't have the access to the corrupted intelligence. The intelligence was corrupted. And then one of the questions that Tim Russert asked, okay, I want to stay on Iraq for a minute. Should the Democrats, like John Edwards did this morning, step forward and say, I was wrong to vote for the war? Great question. Great question. What was Dean's answer? I thought what John Edwards did was very courageous. It's always hard to admit that you're wrong. Did he answer the question? Then Russert said again, should Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, and others say, based on what I know today, I would not have voted for the war? Dean. John, my impression was that John Kerry did say that. I think Senator Clinton had said that. No, she hasn't. That there would not have been no vote if the truth had been told. There never would have been a vote on this war. I can't, and this is what the chairman of the Democratic Party, Howard Dean, said. I can't tell individual Democrats to do. But I'll tell you one thing we're going to do. We're going to tell the truth. Huh? Then the truth is, I shouldn't have voted for this war. I shouldn't have listened to him. He lied to us. He misled us. I didn't ask for enough hearings. I didn't challenge enough of this information. I sat on my hands and let a crazy man make me crazy, make me look like I'm crazy too. I was wrong. Instead, we have senators like Schumann saying, yeah, I support this war. Hillary Clinton said, yeah, you know, we can't get out. No, I support this war. Why don't Americans unite behind the Democrats? Because the chairman, when asked a direct question about whether or not Democrats should come out and say, I was wrong, I should have been like Barbara Lee. I should have been like Senator Corazon, who just got the governorship in New Jersey. I should have been like him. I should have said, H-E double toothpicks, no. I'm not giving a man who should be on a couch the authority to preemptively strike another country that's morally wrong, the evidence doesn't support it, and no. The reality is that you were all chicken then because of 9/11, and you're chicken today. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call you need to get to me. I see ya. I see ya. I got carried away. I see ya. I'll be back. I promise.
One always picks the easy fight. One praises fools, one smothers light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920, WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
Learn what life is like for a wild turkey on Friday, November 18th from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Columbia Bottom Conservation Area, 801 Strodman Road in St. Louis. Children ages 2 to 6 can learn through stories, games, and crafts, and they can make some turkey tracks, too. For more information, call 314-877-6014. Turkey news to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
The wake-up call blanket drive is set for Friday, November 18th. Volunteers are needed to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU, at 265 Union. Blankets to be accepted that morning starting at 6 o'clock. The actual broadcast from Carver House starts at 7. If you can help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office this morning at 454-6660 or email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com. All volunteers receive a free second annual blanket drive t-shirt as a thank you. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
And at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Please don't forget this Friday is the blanket drive. It's the blanket drive, the blanket drive. It's time, it's here already. It's time for the blanket drive. So y'all need to come on out this Friday. Thank you so much for all of you that came this week, on Saturday. For the volunteers, we have more than enough volunteers to do what we needed to do. Thank you so much, but the hard work is ahead. Go get your blankets. You can drop them off at the station before now, or all morning long from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can drop them off in front of the radio station at 265 Union, or you can come on over to the Carver House, where we will be broadcasting live from 7 to 10, and we'll be taking your blankets there as well. We'll have curbside pickup, we'll have donuts, we'll have hot chocolate, we'll have all kinds of wonderful people reaching out for you to bring your blankets this Friday. Bring them over to either the station here from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Drop your blankets off, or come on over to Carver House at 3035 Bell. That's Bell and Cardinal. Come on down. We have a goal that we're supposed to meet. We got to meet. We're going to meet this Friday. And the colder weather is coming in, folks. It's coming in. It's going to be cold this Saturday. And we need your help. So bring your blankets in. Get your blankets in. Start making your phone calls this week. We need our blankets. I'll see you this Friday. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Start with, there is no Democratic Party. Now, weapons of mass destruction, doesn't most of the world have them? China, India, Pakistan, England?
The United States.
You could go on with a long list of most of the world has weapons of mass destruction of one sort or the other. But, you know, this McCain fellow they're starting to push, you know, a low, quiet fellow. Don't be fooled by him. Listen between the lines. This guy is the same rhetoric in a different package. Everybody's pushing his John McCain. I don't see it.
Well, not everybody's pushing him, but he...
No, I'm sorry, not everybody. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just mean that the Republican Party is... John McCain, a lot of people in the Republican Party aren't pushing him because he's not their type of Republican. But one thing that John McCain is pushing right now that is very valid, and that is we need to have a go on record as being opposed to and put legislation down that is opposed to torture. I think that that's absolutely right. I think that that's absolutely right.
But that's just a sidebar and a small one. But as the size of the world goes. But, you know, what if China said, we don't like the way that George Bush is treating the American people, and we're going to come over and have a regime change for you? Think about that.
All right.
That's what we did.
That's what we did.
And that's wrong. And I'm sure.
And we've used weapons of mass. We've used weapons of mass destruction on Fallujah, and people have died as a result of our use of weapons of mass destruction.
Well, every time I see those civilians over there, the children, everybody, it's really sick. I don't want to be a part of murdering innocent people.
Thanks for your
call. Have a good weekend.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, you know that Daisy Cutter bomb, that thing vaporizes every human within the lines of 14 football fields. So that's an awesome weapon, too. But, you know, Liz, I guess the neocons are trying to assassinate the power of the American people as it is. Charlie Cook, one of their top pollsters, said there will be at least 50 House seats in play. And yet, I guess the neocons want a world where they are in power forever with no end. The House, Senate, Presidency, Supreme Court, it's an audacious thing, but I guess, you know, like you said, when you're governing like the mafia, they would go to mass during the morning and then kill people in the afternoon with a Thompson machine gun. Thank you very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Once again, Pat Robertson. And again, his organization is number 3 or 4 on FEMA of where you give money to for the Katrina catastrophe. There's this man that advocates the murder of people on his television show, and the federal government doesn't get involved. He said, I would like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city. And the reason he's saying that is because they voted, they used the democratic process to get rid of school board members who forced the so-called theory of intelligent design over evolution. Now, I will let you know this. I think that any school district should vote in any kind of way that they want to. But what these people did, the same thing that's going on in the St. Louis public schools. They didn't discuss it with the public. The public didn't ask for this. They forced this on the public. And because they forced it on the public, they were forced out of office, as they should have been. And we have Pat Robertson threatening the use of God. Oh, Lord, I would love to be a fly. I would have to be a fly in some major kind of insulated suit, I'm sure, on the wall when Pat Robertson shuffles off his mortal coil. Because I imagine there's going to be some amazing stuff going on. I imagine there's going to be some amazing stuff going on. Whew, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Please, 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 I will remind you. I'm going to keep reminding you. Blanket drive is this Friday. We need your blankets this Friday. I hope you've been putting aside your $20 every week. I hope you've been putting aside your $20 every week to get the blankets for our blanket drive. $5 a piece. You need to go get them because last year they've sold out. A lot of the dollar stores around town sold out of all of the blankets. So please go get your blankets now. Go get your blankets now. We need them this Friday. I don't want to hear somebody walking up to me a week from now saying, oh, I have my blankets. It's this Friday. It's this Friday. Call your people right now. Call your people all this week. Do you have the blankets? Do you have your blankets? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, Monday at 9. Mondays at 9, we will have Scott Ritter. Y'all know who Scott Ritter is. The former UN weapons inspector who told us before we invaded this country, there are no weapons of mass destruction. He knew what he was on the ground. He went there. He helped find them, and he helped destroy them over a course of years. There were none. He said it. And we're going to be talking about that. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Louise Schiavone. In quiet Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, two parents who'd been worried about the boy their daughter was dating have been found shot to death, and now an Amber Alert has been posted for the daughter. More from ABC's Nancy Weiner.
The bodies of Michael and Catherine Borden were wheeled out of their home in tiny Lititz, Pennsylvania last night as police searched desperately for one of their five children, 14-year-old Kara Beth. Investigators believe Kara's 18-year-old boyfriend, David Ludwig, shot and killed her parents and then took off with Kara in tow. Neighbors say her parents weren't happy about the relationship because of the four-year age difference between the two teens.
ABC's Nancy Weiner. President Bush this morning will be on his way to Asia for an eight-day visit. On the way, he'll stop at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska to talk to the troops and meet with families of those killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Suffering billions in losses, GM is offering new sales incentives, red tag prices, on cars and light trucks. They could knock prices down by as much as $3,000. A strange weather year got even stranger this weekend in the Midwest, as Governor Tom Vilsack observed tornadoes in November in Iowa just aren't supposed to happen. The Iowa governor was visiting the damage left by twisters that tore through Stratford and Woodward. This amateur photographer picked up the sound of the oncoming tornado.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Dozens of homes were either badly damaged or completely destroyed. One woman was killed. It looks like the 24th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is shaping up in the Southeast Caribbean. That's a new record. A tropical depression that formed in the Caribbean is expected to strengthen into Tropical Storm Gamma. In Ireland's County Monaghan, St. Mary's Hospital nursing home has opened a pub. The nursing director says the whole aspect of it helps the patients live longer. This is ABC News.
My name is Sarah, and when I was about 17, I started Fry Farms. I sold our first load of pumpkins to a local Walmart. And one by one, my brothers came home from college to join me in the business. 10 years later, we're selling millions of cantaloupes, watermelons, and pumpkins that can be found in Walmart stores across the nation. Walmart appreciated the quality of the local produce, and the rural communities have thrived because of our business with Walmart. It makes me feel great. I love it.
Oh, that morning alarm hurts even more with arthritis pain. I gotta take something. But these days, where do you turn for relief of minor arthritis pain? Well, my doctor recommended Advil. Even after 20 years, no over-the-counter pain reliever has been proven stronger or to last longer on tough pain than Advil. Not Tylenol, not Aleve. And it's gentle on your stomach. That alarm is less alarming with Advil. Advil. Fast. Strong. Trusted.
Use as directed. For occasional pain only. Do not exceed 10 days. Talk to your doctor if pain persists.
The headline from this weekend's third annual Vibe Awards, no one was stabbed. ABC's Dave Alpert was there.
Last year's Vibe Awards ended in an onstage brawl and stabbing. This year, security was tight. Vibe magazine publisher Kennard Gibbs told us.
We certainly took all of the necessary precautions.
There were no incidents at Saturday night's taping. I didn't mean it. Mariah Carey was the big winner with four awards, including Artist of the Year. Mary J. Blige received a Career Achievement Award.
It's a little early. I thought people got Legend Awards when they were like 60.
She's only 34. The Vibe Awards air Tuesday night on UPN. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Culver City, California.
A study involving American Airlines employees found that just 5 minutes of training on defibrillator use and 20 minutes of instruction in CPR was as effective as the standard four-hour CPR course, the finding presented at an American Heart Association meeting in Dallas. I'm Louise Schiavone, ABC News.
Thank you.
I'm Peyton Colston with a report of WGNU News. This report brought to you by McDonald's. Well, the search continues for a missing Metro East 4-year-old and his cousin. FBI agent Marshall Stone says authorities are following up on every lead they can in hopes of finding Sermon Tony Jr. and 19-year-old Anquiette Parker.
They've not been located, but the FBI, along with the other involved agencies, the East St. Louis Police Department and the Illinois State Police, are following up on leads, doing a lot of interviews, anything that will help lead us to that little boy.
The pair were last seen Sunday in an apartment in East St. Louis. Parker's abandoned car was later found in a parking lot in Fairmont City. Authorities are concerned about the safety of the two because Parker reportedly received some threats a few days before the disappearance. Anyone with information is, of course, asked to call police. In other news, a suspect is in custody in connection with the beating of a 6-year-old girl in North County. The child was found in a backyard in the 1200 block of Barron early Saturday morning after being reported missing Friday night. Police say the suspect in the girl's abduction and beating is a male under the age of 17 who lives in the victim's neighborhood. The child is in stable condition at an area hospital. A Washington Park man is charged with shooting his wife to death. Sammy Calhoun is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his wife, Angenia Calhoun. Police say Mrs. Calhoun was shot early Friday morning in her home in the 1900 block of North 59th Street. Sammy Calhoun is being held in the St. Clair County Jail on $1 million bond. A Jefferson City man is dead after a crash involving a tractor-trailer in Warren County. Authorities say 50-year-old Larry Bullock rear-ended the semi, which had slowed down for traffic on westbound I-70 late Saturday afternoon. Bullock was pronounced dead at the scene. The tractor-trailer driver was not injured. In other news, a new drug could help hepatitis C patients who are unresponsive to other drug treatments. St. Louis University will be studying the effects of a new protease inhibitor. The study reveals the drug is showing promise for the nearly 50% of hepatitis C patients who are not helped by other drugs. SLU's principal investigator for the study, Dr. Bruce Bacon, says the drug could usher in a new way of treating hepatitis C.
What we've had for 15 years is first interferon, then interferon plus ribavirin, then pegylated interferon plus ribavirin. We've increased the cure rate progressively with those iterations, and now we're on the verge of the next revolution in the way in which we care for these patients.
Dr. Bacon will be studying the effectiveness of this protease inhibitor in conjunction with other drugs used to treat hepatitis C patients. Dr. Bacon says the new drug has few side effects and lowers the virus count in the bloodstream of treated patients. And finally, keepers at the St. Louis Zoo are on a 24-hour watch, poised for a new arrival who could come any moment. C, one of the zoo's Asian elephants, is in labor, about to give birth to a female calf. Two more Asian elephants at the zoo are also expectant mothers. Ellie is expected to give birth next summer, and Rani will deliver in February of 2007. Raja is the father of all three babies, and they'll all remain in St. Louis, according to officials. And that's a check of WGNU News, brought to you by McDonald's. Start your day off with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. I'm loving it. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the TV Guide Channel. Route 364 west at Veterans Memorial Bridge is an accident reported. Northbound 55 between Rivas Barracks and Arsenal, look for no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, look for a very heavy volume. Eastbound 70 between Mid Rivers Mall and the Blanchett Bridge, everything is on a move. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, look for normal traffic. Westbound 270 at Chain of Rocks Bridge and West Florissant, look for no problems there. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and Marshall Road, look for everything to be on the move, but it is slow in pockets. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, look for that exit ramp closed. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB. You've got stop-and-go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing, very heavy volume this hour. northbound Route 3, that ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report there. Olive at Appalachian Trail, those lights are not working. Tesson Ferry at East Concord, there's an injury accident. Wentzville Parkway, just north of 70, look for an accident there as well. In both directions, 141 between Bowles and Gravoy, look for road maintenance operations having one lane closed. 367 between Parker and Missouri River, look for that to be reduced to one lane in both directions due to bridge work. And eastbound 270 at Illinois 3 and 203, look for construction there. Right lane is closed. Bermuda north of 70, the road widening is underway. Expect restrictions there as well as Natural Bridge at Keeneland. There's also reports that they're widening that road to four lanes, and so there are going to be some lane restrictions there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by TV Guide Channel. Joan and Melissa Go Country, join them on the red carpet at the CMA Awards Live Tuesday at 5, only on the TV Guide Channel. For listings, visit tvguide.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, showers and thunderstorms are likely. This afternoon, high in the mid-50s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. Low in the mid-40s. Tuesday, windy. A chance of rain and thunderstorms is possible. The highs only in the 50s. However, they will be falling into the 40s by the afternoon on Tuesday. Tuesday evening, blustery conditions, colder, mostly cloudy with a high or with a low only around 35. Then on Wednesday, cooler, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 42 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 40, both under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, come on.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made.
you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you sit down?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. Woo, we have much to talk about today. Countdown. Four more days to Friday. Friday is our blanket drive. Start getting your blankets now. You can bring them to the station if you can't drop them off on Friday. The station is 265 and North Union, 13th floor. Just bring them up, drop them off. We'll take care of them from there. Or drop them off on Friday. We will have two pickup places starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. You can come by the station. We will have people here. Dude, you don't have to get out your car. Just drive up. We'll have our, because we had such a wonderful volunteers meeting on Saturday. Thank you to all of you that will be volunteering. Aren't the t-shirts cool? So you can drop off the blankets from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Friday morning here at 265 North Union. Just drive up in front of the building. Someone in a green t-shirt with the words "Warming Hearts" all over. Second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. You need to get your blankets over here, or you can drop them off at, of course, with our friends, where I will be broadcasting live at Carver House, 3035 Bell. That's Bell and Cardinal. Bell and Cardinal. Delmar to Cardinal. Turn on Cardinal there. Cardinal to Bell. You will see all the people outside with the wonderful Kelly Green Wake Up Call Second Annual Blanket Drive t-shirts on, Warming Hearts all over. So you can do that 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Again, curbside pickup. You don't even have to get out your car. We have so many volunteers. It's going to be such a wonderful thing. Please start getting your blankets now. We have 4 days until the blanket drive. Making the calls. Call your church members. Call your friends. Blankets are $5 a piece. We can do this. Let's start getting our blankets together and bring them on down either to the station at 265 Union. Bring them down 24 hours a day. You don't have to bring down the blankets at business hours. You can bring them out any time this week, 24 hours a day. Come on up to 265 Union, North Union, to the 13th floor. Drop the blankets off. That's 24 hours a day. Tell your friends they don't have to do it during business hours. Just drop them off. Or wait till Friday and drop them off in front of the station. We'll take them anytime. 454-0400 is my phone number. We've got to do this. We have got to do this. I have a story to tell you. I'm not fixing to talk about Sammy Davis Jr. I'm fixing to talk about Muhammad Ali. Y'all remember that infamous photograph of Sammy Davis Jr. kissing Richard Nixon on the cheek? Y'all remember that? I don't think we have that kind of situation going on here with Muhammad. Ali. Last week, Medal of Freedom bestowed upon Muhammad Ali. Aretha Franklin was teary-eyed because she got one. Carol Burnett was teasing. Al Greenspan was counting the money in his pocket. But it was Muhammad Ali that, even though he has Parkinson's disease and can't talk or walk like he used to, he is still the greatest communicator of all time. And do not confuse him with Sammy Davis Jr. Bush, who appeared playful, fastened the heavy metal around Muhammad Ali's neck, whispered something in his ear, and then asked to say, "Bring it on." Bush put up his dukes in a mock challenge. Muhammad Ali, 63, visibly taken over by Parkinson's disease, moved real slowly, y'all. He looked George Bush straight in the eye and then put his finger to his own head and made the crazy sign for about 10 seconds. He looked George Bush in the air and, you know, just do it to yourself. He made that crazy, crazy, crazy sign with his finger by his head. The room full of 200, including cabinet secretaries, laughed. Ali wasn't done when he got back to his chair. He looked at Bush again and made the crazy sign behind his head again. Bush looked visibly taken aback, and he laughed nervously. Muhammad Ali said, "Oh, you are crazy. And God only knows, Or a psychiatrist only knows what crazy thing George Bush whispered in Muhammad Ali's ear. You know, he said something nutty. Muhammad Ali said, "Yo, you crazy. And I want the world to know that the man that's trying to shadow box with me is crazy, because I'm going to say you're crazy twice. Even though I can't articulate it the way that I could when I was 25, I'm going to articulate it twice. I'm going to articulate it to your face when I'm standing up, and when I sit down, I'm going to articulate it again." Clearly, folks, Muhammad Ali wasn't playing. Muhammad Ali wasn't playing. He was serious as a heart attack. He said, "Oh, this is a crazy. This boy crazy. And you think you're going to try to play me like this? Oh, you crazy. And I'm going to let the world know." And the cabinet secretaries were laughing. They were laughing. Oh. Mm. Mm. Clearly, the president said a statement to Muhammad Ali that the spokesman for the president said, clearly, the president said a statement to Muhammad Ali that Muhammad Ali found humorous, and his response was a crazy sign. And their weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, too. Y'all will try to spin a lie out of the truth every time, every chance that you get. Craig Blankley, a spokesperson, said the President Medal of Honor is a polite, distinguished, and altogether restrained grand dam of the Academy Awards, Emmys, and Grammys. Huh? Hmm. 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 He said he crazy. He said he crazy. And as all of y'all know that listen to this show, Bush on the couch. I don't know if Muhammad's read the book, but he certainly did express the sentiment of the book. He crazy. He did the crazy sign. Not once. Because once, then you can make the argument, "Oh, he's just playing." Once you can make the argument that Muhammad Ali and George Bush were exchanging, you know, kind of a moment there. He did it twice. And he looked him in the eye. You know, he did it twice, looked George Bush in the eye, and made the crazy sign. Twice. twice. And isn't it just like, just think about it. Just think how foul it is. Just think, and because remember, this is George Bush, the same guy when he was a kid, one of only one child of color in the school that George Bush went to. He was of Indian descent, not American Indian, but Indian from India. And George Bush would call him Chief all the time. You know how George Bush had his nickname. And this kid knew a slander when he heard a slander. And he finally got up the courage. And imagine the amount of courage that a child, the only child of color, this kid's father is a big deal. Head of the CIA, all kinds of stuff. This kid said to George W. Bush, "That really is insulting to me. Please don't call me that anymore." George Bush looked this kid in the face, and this is all in Bush on the couch. He looked this kid in the face, and he said, "Oh, man, I'm sorry. I won't do that anymore." Following Monday, George Bush said, "What's up, coaches?" So this is a kid that stuck firecrackers in frogs and found it funny. This is the man who refers to his wife as that lump on the other side of the bed. Said that in public. So, knowing all of this, think of how cruel it is to look at a man. So what does it say about George Bush? "I'm only going to try to fight Muhammad Ali when he has Parkinson's disease." Who plays with Muhammad Ali like that? He has Parkinson's disease. He's not the fighter that he was. It's a cruel thing to act like you're fighting somebody in Muhammad Ali's situation. As a victim of Parkinson's disease. It ain't funny. Or it says, "Oh yeah, now I'll take you. Now I'll try to get you. Now I'll do it." Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? And Muhammad Ali, even though Muhammad Ali can't speak, Muhammad Ali can't rope a dope like he used to. He doesn't dance like, float like a butterfly, but he sure what? Sting like a bee, don't he? Don't he? He got him twice. Put his finger to the head and made the crazy sign. Twice. And if he could articulate, he don't even need to articulate any of some of the cuss words that are going through your head right now. All your heads right now. I know what that means. I know what else Muhammad Ali wanted to say. I know what else he wanted to say. God only knows what Bush whispered in the ear of a man who can't articulate and repeat what he said. God only knows what Bush whispered in his ear. If he called his wife the lump on the bed, the other lump on the other side of the bed. If he spat into the face of the only child of color in an all-white school and called him Cochise after the child asked him not to do that. What do you think he said to Muhammad Ali? I don't think there's a universal sign for some of the other words that you could call him. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Ali, Ali, Ali. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
My turn?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Oh, I'll be bringing blankets. Listen, the reason I call, though, I'm calling concerning the Marlon Gray case. I understand, is it true that Matt Blunt has pushed up the execution for this young man named Reginald?
It wasn't Matt Blunt. It was Jay Nixon.
He did it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. You know where the preachers were during Marlene Gray's funeral, right? They were at some place, at some church or another, doing that little thing, and not one of them came to his funeral. You know what I want to ask you, too? The two young men that were on your program, are they doing anything about Marlene, about this young man that they're trying to push up and execute now? And also, have any Muslim men called you concerning this injustice? Because they're supposed to be against injustice, too, as well as the Christians.
The injustice of Marlene Gray?
Yeah, also the one about this young man that they're trying to execute now, to keep him silent. And they're trying to kill off all the witnesses for this young man who did the actual killing. We'll go free.
We will be talking about that. We will absolutely be talking about that. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, I'll see you with the blank.
All right, good.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, speaking of George Bush and his insanity, you know, it's kind of strange that you know, when his wife made a statement about herself being a desperate housewife, that there's something wrong with that.
When his wife said that she was a desperate housewife, that's crazy.
It is, Liz. Yeah. And not only that, but what do you think he was doing? He was milking that horse. You know, when she said that she caught him milking a horse, and he was thinking it was a cow.
That's crazy.
There's something wrong with that man. Seriously wrong with him there. I'm like you. You know, I'm a little bit scared now.
Ooh.
You know, with him coming down close to the end. And the man is insane. You know, no telling what he'll do when it gets down to the point that all this. It's almost like the Pat Robertson and these other religious people. You know, Pat Robertson seemed to be losing his mind, too. And a religious woman on the TV, on the radio the other day on WDNU, and she was saying that God is punishing America, doing all this storming against America because America has gone against Israel by asking the Israelis to give some land to the Palestinians.
Well, you know, I don't think that anybody on earth speaks for God. You know, nobody on earth speaks for God's reasons. Nobody does.
But all these religious people say, out of their mind at the same time, talking crazy.
There are a lot of crazy folks out there. A lot of crazy. None of them speak for God.
Okay,
none of them speak for
day.
God. Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. Ali. Oh, you know which one we should be playing? We should be playing the I'm the Greatest. Yes, we should. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. We have much to talk about. And every breath we drew was hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the TV Guide Channel. Eastbound 364 before Veterans Memorial Bridge, a car struck a deer and hit the median. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic is backed up to near 94. Eastbound 70 between K and T.R. Hughes, an accident on the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up to Highway K. Northbound 55 between Germania and Lafayette, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Guyer, look for no problems there. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 between 370 and the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Westbound 255 from Telegraph all the way into Lee May Ferry, expect normal traffic. Westbound 270 at Riverview and Washington Elizabeth, that all looks relatively well this hour. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and Marshall Road, look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit is closed. That ramp is closed as well, and you can use 11th Street to get around. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 on the PSB, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing, and is very heavy this hour. Northbound Route 3, that ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge is slow. 367 at Parker, those lights are not working in both directions. 141 between Bulls and Gravelway, look for maintenance operations having one lane closed. Westbound Route 370 between 94 and Elm, look for road construction, left lanes closed. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at Wood River Creek, look for two right lanes closed for pavement repair. Southbound 55 at Germania, that off-ramp is closed due to paving work. Bermuda north of 70, road widening is underway, lane restrictions apply. Keeneland at
Natural Bridge road widening is also in effect, and restrictions will apply there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the TV Guide Channel. Joan and Melissa go country. Join them on the red carpet for the CMA Awards live Tuesday at 5, only on the TV Guide Channel. For listings, go to tvguide.com for more details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, showers and thunderstorms are likely by this afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms will continue, low in the mid-40s. For Tuesday, windy, a chance of rain. The high should be in the 50s. However, the temps will be falling by the afternoon into the 40s. Tuesday evening, blustery, colder, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Then on Wednesday, cooler, partly sunny with a high only in the mid-40s. Currently, we have cloudy conditions and 43 degrees here at AM 920 WGNU. Lambert Field is reporting 41 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate Building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Guy Gulman keeps you company after dark. Online at WGNU.net.
You're looking to get into real estate. Where do you go? What do you do? Call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Properties available from $50,000 to $200,000. Available with no money down. Take your choice of area, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, or St. Charles County. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Get into the game. Make the first move. Call Lisa Krempaski, 629-7830. That's Lisa Krempaski, 314-629-7830. Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Yeah, yeah. So what am I supposed to do? Hey, turning up right, fight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Don't forget, Scott Ritter is going to be in our on our show, the Mondays at 9 component of a Mondays. That's Monday at 9. That would mean a couple hours. Scott Ritter, an hour, Scott Ritter is going to be with us. You don't want to miss that interview. And again, I'm going to remind you, going to keep reminding you, 4 days until the blanket drive, 4 days until the blanket drive. You can bring your blankets. Do WGNU anytime from today all the way to Friday. 24 hours in any from 1 o'clock to 1 o'clock, you can bring your blankets all day long. You can bring your blankets to here at on the 13th floor at 265 Union. That's North Union on the 13th floor. Bring your blankets on up. Or you can wait until Friday. Just go get your blankets. Make sure that you have them for Friday. Friday we will have a drop-off from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here in front of the station. In front of the station, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., 265 Union. We will have people in Kelly Green T-shirts saying warming hearts all over. You will recognize the volunteers in their Kelly Green T-shirts. They will come out to your car and take your blankets from you. You don't have to park. You don't have to worry about any of that. We have plenty of volunteers out getting your blankets here at the station from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We also have the other drop-off point is from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Carver House, 3035 Bell. That's Bell and Cardinal. Please, we've got some work to do. We have some blankets to get. We have a lot of work to move forward on. Get your blankets. They're $5. You can go to Kmart, get $5 blankets. I hope you've been putting aside your $20 a week. Listen, folks, this Friday, 4 days away, come on down. We'll have donuts for you. We'll bring your hot chocolate to your car. We'll bring your donut to your car. We'll have a T-shirt there if you want to get a T-shirt, too. We'll have all of that. So, please, this Friday, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive, you don't want to miss it. We will miss you if you don't participate. So, please, let's do this. Let us do this. We can do this. We will do this. This Friday. I'll see you there. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. First, Muhammad Ali called him crazy twice to his face. Then the Republican-led Congress, they can't get stuff done either. How's this for embarrassing? The tax cuts. Tax cuts for all of those wealthy folks out of there. The wealthy have suffered enough. That is the motto of this party. The wealthy have suffered enough. We need to carry their... They've suffered enough. Let's pick up the weight of the wealthy. That's been the mission. That's been the goal. That's been the agenda. Those have been the plans and the resolutions and the laws coming out of this administration. If we don't help the wealthy, who will? But the wealthy kind of suffered a setback last week. Bill Frist, soon to be indicted, Republican, tried to get the tax cuts that George W. Bush put into place for the Republicans made permanent. Didn't have enough votes to get it out of committee, huh? Also, he goes, okay, well, then I'll compromise. Let's just make them good for one more year. Couldn't get any votes on that, too. Dang. What's happening? Surely America felt the pain of those billion-dollar oil czars testifying not under oath. That we made so much money because we were supposed to make so much money. Y'all have a problem with that? Maybe America just didn't feel the pain of those billionaire oil czars. Maybe America doesn't feel the pain of Halliburton like it used to. Maybe America's feeling its own pain and has no room to feel the pain of those that are pretty well insulated from pain. If you're making $1 billion a year, you ain't suffering in any real way. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We're taking a break. I'll be back. Stay with me.
For all of your embroidery and digitizing needs, be sure to visit Pro Shirt Shop in South County. Whether for the bowling league or uniforms at work, let Pro Shirt Shop show you why they're an award-winning industry leader for more than the last 10 years. T-shirts, jackets, hats, carry bags, even a personalized gift for the holidays. Pro Shirt Shop can do it all, and they'll even help you create a logo if needed. Pro Shirt Shop, 816 Lime Ferry Road, or call 638-8631 for Pro Shirt Shop today.
The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is set for Friday, November 18th. Volunteers are needed to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate Building, the home of WGNU, at 265 Union. Blankets to be accepted that morning starting at 6 o'clock. The actual broadcast from Carver House starts at 7. If you can help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office this morning at 454-6660 or email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com. All volunteers receive a free second annual blanket drive T-shirt as a thank you.
An arts and crafts fair will be held on Saturday, November 19th from 9 to 4 at the St. Mary Magdalene Parish Center, 4354 South Kings Highway in St. Louis. The fair brings a variety of handmade craft items, a handmade quilt, and other items will be raffled off. Barbecue, apple cider, and refreshments will also be available from 11 to 5. Admission is free. For more information, call 314-832-4531. News to you from WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Do like a fly, sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it, not even here. No one else want it. If I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the greatest man alive. Cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the greatest man alive. Can't sweat it. No, I got to get it. I'm
welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Also, if you missed an hour, go get an hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. You can also iPod the show. My goodness gracious. You can do anything. You can do everything. Email me, revolution@lizbrown.com. Fax me at 454-314-454-6609. Call me at 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. As much as I would like to talk about and push that the Democrats have an opening here and that the Democrats are, there are some Democrats that are doing some stuff. But it's not clear that they have a plan. I was looking at, I watched yesterday, and I have the transcript with me. Howard Dean was on the show Meet the Press with Tim Russert. And the things that came out on the show were troubling statements from my perspective. It's troubling. Troubling that that there isn't an agenda for the Democratic Party. There isn't a plan. There isn't an articulated list of things that they're going to do. They are so general. The plan is so general. Dean said, we have an alternative agenda. Here's the agenda articulated by Howard Dean for the Democratic Party. We made it very clear. We want a strong national security based on telling the truth to our people at home, our soldiers and our allies. We want jobs in America that will stay in America. We believe that renewable energy is one of the areas that we can do that. We want a health care system that covers everybody. We want strong public education centered system. Most of all, we want honesty back in government. I think that's a pretty good agenda. Do you feel that? And maybe it's just me. Maybe I just expect too much. But does that feel like an agenda for you, or do those feel like campaign slogans? We want a strong national security based on telling truth to our people at home, our soldiers and our allies. I think that that should be like what you say to enhance your agenda. But it doesn't feel like an agenda. We want jobs in America that'll stay in America. It doesn't sound like a plan. It doesn't sound like an agenda. Republicans came up with the contract on America. I mean, they called it the contract for America, but it turned out to be a contract on America. But it was articulable. It was a catchy phrase. The best the Democrats are doing is repeating that. We have a contract for America, too. No, come up with your own stuff. Covenant. Our pledge. Something. But saying that the plan is we want jobs in America that stay in America. I mean, I understand the goal of that, but it doesn't feel like you all. Here's the thing. The success of the contract with America was that every Republican was marching lock stock with it. They had cards. They had papers. They all were speaking from the same script. It doesn't feel like that with the Democrats. It doesn't feel like that for the Democrats. And what Russert said to Dean was, but those are words that will appeal to the people. But when you go behind them, for example, what is the Democratic position on Iraq? Should we withdraw troops now? What do the Democrats stand for? And here's what Howard Dean said. Tim, first of all, we don't control the House, the Senate, or the White House. We have plenty of time to show America what our agenda is, and we will long before the 2006 election. Russert, there's no Democratic plan on Social Security. There's no Democratic plan on the deficits. There are no specifics. They say we want a strong Social Security. We want to reduce the deficit. We want health care for everybody, but there's no plan to pay for it. Dean, right now it's not our job to give out specifics. We have no control in the House. We have no control in the Senate. Our job is to stop this administration, this corrupt and incompetent administration, from doing more damage to America. And that's what we're going to do.
Russert asked the question, but is it enough for you to say to the country, trust us, the other guy's no good, we'll do better, but we're not going to tell you specifically how we're going to deal with Iraq? Dean, we will, when the time comes, we will do that. Y'all. When's the time going to come? Said Russert. The time is fast approaching, said Dean. I outlined the broad outlines of our agenda. We're going to have specific plans in all of these areas. This year, in 2006. Ooh. 450-400 is my phone number. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Sandy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I listened to Dean yesterday.
You heard him. You heard him, too.
And you know what? If I were a Democrat with a speaking position, what I would say? The Republicans broke it. They have to fix it.
But that doesn't, excuse me, doesn't make me want to vote for you. That doesn't make me, because we have 2006 elections coming up. I think I like the first part of it. The Republicans broke it. Trust me, they'll try and break it some more. And here's what we're going to do to stop them, and here's what we're going to do to try and clean up their mess. Because they're not capable of cleaning up their mess.
Absolutely. So and that's what people have to realize.
Well, then that's what should be said. We don't entrust people to clean up the mess that messed it up to begin with. The Democrats should say that the Republicans broke it and they're not capable of fixing it. We are. And here's what we're going to do. And the way to fix it is to stop these policies. The way to fix it is to get rid of these tax cuts. The way to fix it is to get out of Iraq. The way to fix it is to have health care for American people. The way to fix it is not charter schools. It's putting more money in fixing our public schools. I mean, there are ways to fix it. They broke it. They screwed it up. They fouled it. In some places, it may take a generation to fix what they've done.
Yeah, but I would still, every time I got in front of a microphone, I would remind the American people that this administration put us in a position in Iraq where we can't leave and we can't go.
We can leave. We can leave. We got out of Vietnam, and they were saying the exact same thing. We can't leave everything. We can't leave Vietnam. Communism will spread throughout the region. We can't leave Vietnam. We did. It turned out all right.
I think the difference is now the lie in Vietnam wasn't found out until after the war.
Mm-hmm.
The lie is found out now before the end of the war.
Fair enough. So
we are morally responsible to fix the damage that we have done. That moral responsibility goes on George Bush. This was a war of choice. He chose it. He's got to fix it.
But that means that he would stay in office and the Republicans would stay in office and they would keep saying, we're going to fix it, we're going to fix it. What's the framework around that? You can't leave people in charge that have screwed it up and are incompetent.
I'm not saying that nothing else should be done on the side. Number one, this administration should be charged for treason.
But then they can't fix it if they're in jail.
They got to work. Every one of the House and Senate Republicans are not going to be put in jail. This administration should be put in jail.
Hmm.
And I think the charge and the punishment for treason is a little more than jail.
You can face the death penalty. You can be executed for treason.
Absolutely. I think that they all should be lined up and hung because they have put us in a position that is worse, I think, that anything we've ever been in before. We have no moral authority. We're doing things that's crazy, torturing people, having secret jails. I mean, it's just an outrage.
It is. I will agree with you that it is an absolute, utter outrage, the lawlessness that this administration is so comfortable with. But the fact of the matter is that the Democrats need to say at least half of what you're saying, that they broke it. They broke it. And get them out. They are incapable of fixing this. We've got to get rid of them. It's like, why would you leave a bull in a china shop and expect the bull to clean up the mess? You can't. The bull went in there to trash the place. He went in there to trash the place. Get him out.
That was his goal.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's been successful with it.
And he has been successful, but the Republicans are responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would preference everything I say. When they say, what are you going to do? I would say, they broke it. They have to fix it.
All right. Thank you, Sandy.
454-0400 is my phone number. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Oh, my goodness, we have much to talk about. And I'll be back to do some more of that in the next hour. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how is
this? WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Louise Schiavone. Lititz, Pennsylvania police this morning say they're still checking out leads after posting an Amber Alert for a Lancaster County teenager whose boyfriend is suspected of killing her parents. 14-year-old Carabeth Borden's parents, Michael and Catherine, were discovered shot to death by her 9-year-old brother. ABC's Nancy Weiner has more from Lititz.
Neighbors say the 14-year-old girl's parents weren't happy about her relationship with her 18-year-old boyfriend, but they say he was a sweet boy, a Christian, a decent person. They say they're shocked by what happened in this tight-knit community.
ABC's Nancy Weiner, a manhunt is underway for 18-year-old David Ludwig. He's facing 2 counts of criminal homicide. In Afghanistan, at least 1 NATO soldier is dead, several people wounded by 2 suicide car bombings. The Republican who ran for governor in New Jersey says he would have won if President Bush had been more popular. In an interview with a New Jersey newspaper, Doug Forrester blamed Mr. Bush for his own defeat. The White House doesn't see it that way. In fact, with midterm elections coming next year, White House spokesman Dan Bartlett says the president will still work for GOP candidates.
President Bush is proud to support all Republican candidates. We'll continue to do so. We're going to put forward a positive agenda next year. It's going to help Republican candidates across the board perform well next year in 2006.
President Bush today begins his travels to Asia for visits to Japan, South Korea, China, and Mongolia. ABC's Ann Compton looks at the agenda.
This does not have the same tenor as the South America summit, where the president's trade agenda was stalled. This Asia meeting has a firm agenda, and the avian flu, already a killer, is at the top of the list.
ABC's Ann Compton. The national police chief in France says the country's worst rioting is waning, but a 12-day state of emergency in France could be extended. This is ABC News.
Walmart and Sam's Club have teamed up with Humana to provide you with all the information you need about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Enrollment takes place November 15, 2005 through May 15, 2006. Log on to walmart.com/Medicare or talk with your Walmart pharmacist or Humana sales representative. Medicare-approved HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans available to anyone enrolled in Part B and entitled to Part A of Medicare through age or disability. Copayment, service area, and benefit limitations may apply.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, if you fly for the holidays, you can't afford a trip next year.
Pish! With Travelocity, you'll get a great holiday fare plus up to $100 off your next vacation.
Myth two, most people put off holiday shopping till the last minute.
Not me. I finished my shopping in 1975. Hope you like pet rocks.
Book a holiday flight with your MasterCard card and get up to $100 off next year's vacation. Restrictions apply. Travelocity.com/holiday for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Mothers can take confidence in asking their kids to dress warmly in winter, as ABC's Linda Albin reports from London.
Button up your overcoat.
Scientists here in the UK say they may have found a link between getting cold and catching cold. 90 brave souls were asked to keep their bare feet in icy water for 20 minutes. Another 90 stayed warm. A third of the first group developed colds as compared to only 9% of the control group. Professor Ronald Eccles of Cardiff University explains.
When you dip your feet into cold water, you cause a pronounced constriction of the blood vessels in the nose. And this is one of the factors we believe that actually can aid the virus.
With no cure for the common cold on the horizon, wrapping up warmly may be your best defense. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
At the weekend box office, Chicken Little was number one in the pecking order, taking in $32 million in its second weekend. Behind it, Zathura and the Jennifer Aniston movie Derailed came in third. I'm Louise Schiavone, ABC News.
Here's a report of WGNU News. I'm Peyton Colston. This report of WGNU News is brought to you by McDonald's. In the news, starting today, Laclede gas prices are going up. George Solak, a spokesperson for the company, says the 38% increase is necessary to deal with the increase in the wholesale cost of natural gas.
This current increase is scheduled to last about 2 months. And if gas prices continue to drop like they have been doing in recent weeks, we'll be filing again shortly to give the customers the benefit of that decrease.
Solak says if people are concerned about being able to pay their bills because of the increase, they should consider signing up for budget billing. That allows the payments to be evenly spread over a 12-month period rather than paying higher costs in the winter. And the search continues for a missing Metro East 4-year-old and his cousin. FBI agent Marshall Stone says authorities are following up on every lead they can in hopes of finding Sermon Tony Jr. and 19-year-old Anquiet Parker. Authorities are concerned about the safety of the two, and they say Parker reportedly received some threats a few days before the disappearance. The pair were last seen last Sunday in an apartment in East St. Louis. Parker's abandoned car was later found in a parking lot in Fairmont City. Anyone with any information is asked to call police. The suspect is in custody in connection with the beating of a 6-year-old girl in North County. The child was found in a backyard in the 1200 block of Barron early Saturday morning after being reported missing Friday night. Police say the suspect in the girl's abduction and beating is a male under the age of 17 who lives in the victim's neighborhood. The child is in stable condition at an area hospital. The Washington Park man is charged with shooting his wife to death. Sammy Calhoun is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his wife, Anginia Calhoun. Police say Mrs. Calhoun was shot early Friday morning in her home in the 1900 block of North 59th Street. Sammy Calhoun is being held in the St. Clair County Jail on $1 million bond. A Jefferson City man is dead after a crash involving a tractor-trailer in Warren County. Authorities say 50-year-old Larry Bullock rear-ended the semi, which had slowed down for traffic on westbound I-70 late Saturday afternoon. Bullock was pronounced dead at the scene. The tractor-trailer driver was not injured. And finally, keepers at the St. Louis Zoo are on a 24-hour watch, poised for a new arrival who could come any moment. C, one of the zoo's Asian elephants, is in labor and about to give birth to a female calf. Martha Fisher, the curator of mammals at the zoo, says this is an historic occasion.
This is the second birth for the St. Louis Zoo. It's the first birth, first offspring for Raja, and the first offspring for C.
But Fisher says Papa-to-be Raja is not taking much notice of his daughter's impending arrival.
You know, in the wild, they would not have any contact with the females after breeding, so it's not as if the social bond extends to the bulls.
Two more Asian elephants at the zoo are also expectant mothers. Ellie is expected to give birth next summer, and Ranny will deliver in February of 2007. Raja is the father of all three babies, who will all remain in St. Louis. And that's a check of WGNU News, brought to you by McDonald's. Make dinner easy with McDonald's. Their premium chicken sandwiches, chicken selects, and premium salads are all perfect for dinner. And now you can rent a movie with dinner, too. McDonald's. I'm loving it. And I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Eastbound Page at before the Veterans Memorial Bridge. Look for that accident to have been cleared, but there may be some slight delays this hour. Northbound 55 between 67 and Rivas Barracks. Look for slow traffic due to a banner over the pedestrian overpass. People are stopping to take a look. Eastbound 44 between 270 and 141. Look for no problems reported. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh. Heavy traffic moving then better to through Hanley. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to the Intercity Expressway. Look for traffic to be flowing freely. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55. Expect normal traffic. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain to Graham Hanley looks good. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to 44 still slow. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that is closed. The ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Look for slow traffic to report there. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. Slow volume going on there as well. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB. You've got stop and go traffic this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 split all the way to Laclede's Landing. It is bumper to bumper. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. It is slow traffic there as well. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Parker at 367. Those lights are not working. Northbound Clarkson at 40. There's an accident. Telegraph at Hintz Road. Those traffic lights are not working. They're on red flash. 367 between Parker and Missouri River. Look for that traffic to be reduced due to bridge work going on. They're narrowing it down to one lane. Eastbound 270 between Illinois 3 and 203. Look for road construction. Right lane will be closed. Northbound Route 3 at Wood River Creek. The two right lanes are closed for pavement repair. Southbound 55 at Germania. That off-ramp is closed for paving work going on the ramp. Westbound 40 between N and Lake St. Louis. Look for road construction. Right lane is closed. Bermuda north of 70. The road widening is going on, so there'll be some lane restrictions as well as Keeneland at Natural Bridge. They're also widening that up to four lanes, so there's going to be some lane restrictions as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play Illinois Lottery's holiday instant tickets. Seven tickets, including Merry Millionaire and Holiday Cash, $75 million in total available cash prizes. Illinois Lottery, have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Chance of showers this morning, and showers and thunderstorms are likely this afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. This evening, showers will continue with a low in the mid-40s. Tuesday, windy, a chance of rain or thunderstorms, the high in the mid-50s, but the temperature will fall into the 40s by the afternoon. Tuesday evening, blustery, colder, mostly cloudy, low around 35, and then on Wednesday, cooler, partly sunny, with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 45 degrees under cloudy conditions. Lambert Field is reporting 44 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920, WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, love me the sun.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with
Tonight, remember? I will never say that progress is being made
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. You need to get up. You need to get to us. We have so much to talk about. Do you feel safe yet? Now, let me help you towards that goal. Bruce Willis is offering $1 million bounty for Osama bin Laden or Zakawi. And Bruce Willis ponders, I am baffled to understand why the things that I saw happening in Iraq, the really good things happening in Iraq, are not being reported on. Knock, knock. Nobody home. 4540. Bruce Willis. You know, I think maybe some folks just think that they are who they play on TV. You know? The really good things that are happening in Iraq. Nobody is saying that there are really good things happening in Iraq. Nobody's saying that. Nobody is saying that there are really good things happening in Iraq. Outside the 2,000 people that are dead. You know, really good things. Is you crazy? The really good things. I'm not a cowboy, but I play a cowboy on TV. Yeah, you're not a soldier. You haven't been in the military. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Jean.
Hey, Liz?
Yes?
Last Thursday, they had a lot of skywriting in the sky.
Yeah, a bunch of meteors came down.
That was what?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and I was wondering if a lot of people seen this, because a lot of people didn't. And
when you say skywriting, are you talking about, because I'm talking about meteors. There was a big report of some meteors. Are you talking about actual skywriting?
Skywriting.
Okay.
And it looked like a diagram or something. I never seen anything like that before.
Well, what did it say?
It didn't say anything. It was just like a bunch of artwork.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen things like that before. And I was wondering if any of your callers seen that, because I've been listening to different people talk about weather manipulation. And I was wondering if this had anything to do with the weather.
When did you see this, Jean?
Thursday.
What time? Around what time?
Around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm.
And it looked like a kid drawing all kinds of things on a pad, you know. I mean, it wasn't just like a straight mark or anything. It was just like they were playing a game or something.
Did you? How long do you remember? How long it stayed up there?
Oh, it stayed up there for at least an hour.
Really? No,
yeah.
I didn't see that. I didn't read about that.
A lot of people didn't, but uh-huh. I was wondering if any of your callers did.
Okay, well, we'll put a shout out to them.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jean. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that, revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding, Barry. How are you?
Well, I'm the same, and you make my day every day.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you.
Well, keep up the great work. But what I called you for was a number of things. You know, the movie that you were talking about a year ago on Walmart
mm-hmm.
is coming out today.
That's right. That's right. We had the director on, and we're going to get him back on.
So I thought you would want to know that, because
yes.
I was listening to another radio station yesterday, and they were talking about
all
it.
All right. But trying to catch up with us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, did you see the Family Research Council wants the federal government, they spend $400 million on Channel 9 and stuff like that, public broadcasting. They want them to quit doing that, and they want Ted Turner to step up to the plate.
Because?
Well, because then that way they figure that they could have the money. The Christians?
Huh?
Yeah. It's the Family Research Council is through the Christian Coalition or whatever.
Right.
Okay? And they would rather put the, you know, have the $400 million stay, you know, in the government, so that I guess if they could get tax cuts. And then, therefore, then they want Ted Turner to step up to the plate or somebody like him.
Okie dokie.
To fund that. And one last thing. On this Medicare program and the Medicaid cuts,
uh-huh.
You were right about the $50 billion that they want to cut out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to vote on this week.
They're going to try, but they didn't have much success last week. And I don't see anything changing this week. So it's going to be interesting to see what they can get done.
And by the way, this drug program
mm-hmm.
is such a...
It's a mess. It's a mess.
It's a disaster.
It's a disaster is a better word.
And people need to start calling their congressmen and their senators and really stay on them about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Barry. You're absolutely right.
You know, because otherwise, if you're on a brand-name medication, the problem is trying to find one plan to cover that.
That will cover your brand name.
Because what they want to try to do is keep people in generics.
That's exactly right.
And they don't do the job.
Exactly right.
So I just thought I'd, you know, bring all this to your attention.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, and you have a great day. And
all
keep
right.
up the great work.
Hey, you going to bring some blankets for a blanket drive?
I'm going to try.
All right, Barry.
Have
thanks
a good
for
one
your
now.
Call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Hi, Liz. That sign in the sky Thursday, that was for the Democrats to not even consider 06 or 08, to just give it up.
Who paid for the sign, Michelle?
Oh, it just happened.
Michelle,
uh-huh.
Are you still on your medications?
Uh-huh, I'm still
okay.
taking it.
Okay, good deal. Doesn't sound like it.
Oh,
doesn't sound like it. Okay. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
No, that was the crazy. Not sincere. But what was in the air was the high level activity from the flights going to country or something, airplanes. That's all there was.
Okay.
And it was a lot of activity and high altitude.
Okay.
But you know how they leave the difference between the heat and the cold leaves condensation in the sky. And that's all that was the trails from the planes. I saw it, too.
Okay.
It was a lot of activity up high. That's all it was.
Okay. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Some of us really do need a good drogue plan. You know, Liz, I heard this craziness you just mentioned about Bruce Willis.
Wait a minute, for the audience that may have just joined us, Bruce Willis is offering $1 million on a bounty for Osama bin Laden or Zakawi. And he also has said, I am baffled to understand why the things that I saw happening in Iraq, the really good things happening in Iraq, are not being reported on. Huh?
Well, now, my first question is, when was he ever in Iraq to see anything, good or bad?
No, he went to Iraq.
Oh, he did, okay.
He did visit Iraq.
All right. Now, my second question is this. Now, you're going to have to help me with this because you're the legal evil. I'm just a poor undertaker. $1 million bounty, does that not constitute solicitation for murder?
Yes, it does.
Isn't that a contract killing?
Yes, it is.
I thought so.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. And the thing about it is that if you are articulating that there's some really good things going in Iraq, you are truly separated from the world of reality. Because I don't know of anybody saying that there's some really good stuff going on.
That's the first one I've heard.
Okay, I've never heard that phrase used by anybody, let alone anybody that has been there, that there are really good things. No, they're not.
No.
There's not anything really good going on in Iraq.
No. And the other thing I wanted to mention, I heard the fellow talking about this drug thing. I don't know if you mentioned it before, but I just found this little article in the Saturday paper, I think it was last Saturday, that they snuck by. The Saturday paper is so important to read. They're trying to put a new bill through Congress to take away your mortgage deduction.
That's the new tax code that has come out, and the Congress has not voted on that yet. That's the recommendation from George Bush. Now, here's what's interesting. Here is what's fascinating. And you just got to remember stuff and keep tying stuff together. George W. Bush brags that there are more people of African descent that are homeowners since he's been elected at any other time in history. I disagree with that, but that's what he says. So what does he do to reward all of these new homeowners? He says, I'm going to advocate that you not be able to take your mortgage interest off of your taxes.
Exactly.
Something that people have been able to do for how many decades? So now all of a sudden, when we have all these black people that have homes, when we have all this new home ownership, he's advocating that we shouldn't be allowed to deduct our mortgage interest. Ain't that some stuff?
It is. And not only that, even if there are more than ever before, remember, we're still less than one-third ownership.
Absolutely. But look at what he's done to reward this new home ownership.
Exactly.
Look at what he's done. He's advocating the one advantage to having a home is to be able to deduct all of this stuff.
Exactly.
And now, because we've had the biggest mortgage boom and biggest home ownership boom in the history of this country, so they say, now all of a sudden they're saying, okay, now you got this big old house, we're not going to let you have the advantage that people decade after decade after decade after decade after decade have been able to take advantage of.
And that is one of the things that has enabled so many people to keep their house.
That's exactly right.
The deduction.
That's
so
exactly
I guess you
right.
let no good deed go unpunished.
There you go. There you go. All good deeds left behind.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. It's only 4 days. 4 days into the second annual wake-up call blanket drive for the homeless. We are accepting blankets right now as we speak. 24 hours a day for the next 5 days. We are accepting blankets here at the station. 265 Union, 13th floor, North Union that is. And then on Friday, the day of our blanket drive, we will have curbside pickup. For all of you that are driving by to drop your blankets off. Here at the station, we'll have curbside pickup from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And also at the Carver House, that's 3035 Bell. That's Bell and Cardinal. We will have curbside pickup from 7 o'clock, the hours that I will be broadcasting live, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We'll have hot chocolate. We will have donuts. We will have everything for you because we appreciate this so much, because the homeless will appreciate this so much. I was driving with my good friend Irene J. Smith on Saturday, and we had just come from the meeting that all of you volunteers showed up for, got your t-shirts, and thank you for that. But we were passing a man on a corner that had the sign, homeless, will work for food, huddled up and covered up by his comforter. And we had some blankets in the car that some of you had left us at the meeting. And we were able to drive by, roll down the window, and hand out some blankets to him. You know what he said? He said, God bless you. Let's do this, folks. Homeless are everywhere. Let's do our small share. Blankets are $5 a piece. We can do this this Friday. This Friday is the blanket drive. Get your blankets. Get them to us. I'll see you then. We're taking a break. Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back after this. Stay with us.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say. Nancy, don't you whip that boy. What you want to spank him for?
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by ComTrax. Westbound 70 at Edward Jones, known that accident has been cleared and traffic is easing by this hour. Westbound 40 McCausland, look for an accident in the left lane and traffic jams all the way back to Clayton Skinker. Northbound 55 between 44 and 70, look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident on westbound 70 near the Edward Jones Dome. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270, no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Hanley, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 between Mid Rivers Mall and Blanchett Bridge, those traffic is moving smoothly this hour. Westbound 270 between 367 and 170, look for everything to be on the move. Northbound 270 from 44 to Marshall, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street, and traffic slows near Union Station. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, that has returned back to normal. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for that traffic to be easing this hour. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, look for that traffic to have returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split to Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is on the move. Westbound 64, 5570 split, no problems there. Telegraph at Hines Road, look for the traffic lights not to be working. They're on red flash. Union at Wabata, there's a report of an injury accident in both directions. 141 between Bowles and Gravoy, look for maintenance operations having one lane closed. Also, southbound 55 at Germania, that off-ramp is closed for paving work. And Bermuda, north of 70, there's road widening operations going on, lane restrictions there, as well as Keeneland at Natural Bridge, lane restrictions there due to road widening as well. Also, in both directions, Illinois 143 between 67 and Route 3, look for paving operations there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Comtrax. Comtrax Deep Chest Cold has the ingredients specifically designed to break up stubborn chest congestion and sore throats and coughing. Comtrax knocks out every kind of symptom. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Chance of showers this morning, otherwise showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon, high in the mid-50s this evening. Showers likely with a low in the mid-40s. Moving on to Tuesday, windy. Chance of rain or thunderstorms, a high in the mid-50s, but temps will drop in the afternoon to the mid-40s. By Tuesday evening, blustery, colder, with a mostly cloudy with a low around 35. And then on Wednesday, cooler, partly sunny skies, high only in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 45 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 45 as well with clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. Always wanted to own your own home? Who doesn't? Ever worried about qualifying? Who hasn't? Never thought you'd qualify? Here's the answer to that question. Well, you will. Just call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. Owner financing on beautiful rehabbed houses. Call Lisa Krumpaski at 629-7830 for the answer to your home buying question. 314-629-7830 or mail ldkpc@hotmail.com.
Today's solutions can be found when you join Dave Lenihan online at WGNU.net.
Since 1977, Home Services, Inc. has helped St. Louis's disabled and elderly residents stay in their own homes longer. From repairing and modifying homes in the area to keeping neighborhoods safe, Home Services, Inc. has been there for thousands. If you or someone you know needs accessibility, safety, or weatherization improvements to their home, call 314-531-9779. If you would like to make a financial contribution to this nonprofit organization, send it to Home Services, Inc., 3755 Forest Park Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate Building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I've been to a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. And it's a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop. In my faith will see me through. Let me tell you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. Oh, my goodness. In the next hour, we're going to have Scott Ritter on the Wake Up Call Mondays at 9 show. You don't want to miss that. My number here is 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Also, please don't forget... we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. We're iPodded daily at whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. All of the shows are archived there. You need to, you missed an hour. First of all, shame on you. And second of all, you can go get it at whiterosesociety.org. I know you don't want to miss next hour's Scott Ritter when he joins us. I have to share this story again because it's an important one. and it's something that I'm going to talk to Scott Ritter about as well. A very troubling thing coming out of the ranks of Republicans. It's an article that was published on Capitol Hill Blue, a GOP memo touts a new terror attack as a way to reverse the party's decline. I got to share this with you because it's so chilling and it's so awful. And it speaks volumes about where we are as a nation and who the people are that have the majority in both houses and are sitting in the office of the president and the vice president. A confidential memo circulating among senior Republican leaders suggests that a new attack by terrorists on U.S. soil could reverse the sagging fortunes of George W. Bush and restore his image as leader, as a leader of the American people. This is Boy George. These are Boy George's people. Check this out. The closely guarded memo lays out a list of scenarios to bring the Republican Party back from the political brink, including a devastating attack by terrorists that could, quote, validate the president's war on terror and allow Bush to unite the country in a time of national shock and awe. Now, remember, they're talking about a terrorist, the idea of finding a new attack by terrorists on U.S. soil. That's in a memo. Nobody's lost their job. Nobody has said, oh, my God, what a monstrous idea. And they're doing this to ensure their ensure election results in 2006. We need a new 9/11. 9/11, 9/11. That's what they want. They want another 9/11, 2006. Do you think these people feel the pain of 9/11? Or did they manufacture it? I don't know. I'm just asking. Wilda.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Liz, I just want to say something real quick. You are a breath of fresh air. I listen to you every morning. I'll be driving my husband to work. We both listen to you. You are on the one. You know exactly what you're talking about. And I am so thrilled that you're on the airwaves so you can get it out to the people that don't listen to the news and don't know what's going on because George Bush is a joke.
Boy George.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just thank God for you, Liz.
Well, and thank you so much. Can I count on a couple of blankets for
you? Yes, you can.
All right. So I'm going to see you on Friday?
Yes, you will. No, yeah, that's my birthday, too.
It's your birthday, too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, happy birthday, and I look forward to meeting you, Wilda.
Okay, Liz.
Take care of yourself.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. I heard you mention Bruce Willis. I came in on the tail end of it. Could you repeat what you were talking about?
Bruce Willis is offering a million-dollar bounty on the head of Osama bin Laden or Zakawi. Bruce Willis has said, and I quote, I am baffled to understand why the things I saw happening in Iraq, really, really good things happening in Iraq, are not being reported on.
Well, that's not surprising to me because for him to be touting the propaganda of W's, that's D-U-B-Y-A's regime, because, you know, he is a staunch Republican. He was born, I mean, not this might have anything to do with it, but this is just the fact. He was born somewhere in Germany, and he's a good friend of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was born in Austria, the same place as Hitler. So, just connect the dots. I mean, for him to be bringing this propaganda, it should be suspected because he is probably, he maybe have a line to George W. Bush's red phone. And also, I want to tell your listening audience that I heard someone mention this, I think his name is John Bon Jovi. You know, I don't know if he's a listening audience and know this, but W had a lunch with him. It's about a week ago. And now he can have a lunch with John Volpe, but he can't meet with the NAACP, and he can't meet with the Black Caucus in Congress. So I just want to tell you, listen, audience, and repeat what you said about 9/11. That was, in my opinion, wasn't a foreign attack. That was homegrown. And to hear about some memos floating around there in the Congress about another attack, these Republicans, these neocons, they will stop at nothing. They don't feel any pain about causing terror to the American people. And if you don't believe it, all of you who haven't seen this brilliant movie by Michael Moore, just go out and rent it, and you'll see everything will be revealed to you about Bush on the couch, because he is...
Okay, and I got to go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. San.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I was just thinking about something. Bruce Willis is talking about putting out a bounty for Osama bin Laden. He better worry about his own, but as far as I know, Osama has a lot more money than he does, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He might pull a Solomon Rushdie on him and put something out on him.
Mm.
So that's one of those things, opening up your mouth. You better think about it.
And here's the thing. You know, Bruce Willis is pushing this war hard, and he knows good and well that none of his daughters are going to go into this war.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just hard to take to listen to these people who don't have family members or loved ones in this war, grown men that are too old to go to the... Well, I'm not sure. They might be taking 50-something-year-old men at this point in time. But at least it used to be he was too old to go to war. And there's no reason for him not to be there.
Well, you know, sometimes you have people who play out their own bizarre and stupid fantasies through other people. So maybe that's what he's doing.
Thanks for your
He
call.
Sees himself in those soldiers there.
All right, now.
You have a good one.
Take care of yourself. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. In the next hour, we will be joined by Scott Ritter. He will be joining us from Albany, New York, Mondays at 9. A special edition. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Take care.
So the Bible says, and it still is news, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Take on the day and take on Dr. Laura Schlesinger on the internet at WGNU.net.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lung cancer is the nation's leading cause of cancer death, killing more than breast, prostate, colon, and skin cancer combined. Early detection of lung cancer, when it's most treatable, is key to survival. New screening methods such as CAT scans are being used in clinical trials. Learn your risk and the symptoms of lung cancer. Smoking is the major risk, but you can develop lung cancer even if you don't smoke. Coughing, wheezing, and fatigue are just a few of the symptoms that are often confused with less serious conditions. Treatment may include surgery, radiation treatments, chemotherapy, or one of several interventional radiology procedures. Discuss treatment options with your doctor. For more information on lung cancer risk, symptoms, detection, and treatment, visit www.radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org. This health reminder from the Radiological Society of North America.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ike.
I had a birthday Saturday. My mom was 59 years old Saturday.
Well, happy birthday.
Don't look a day of 40.
All
got
right.
Good.
There you go. Great.
Oh, I was listening about this buffoon, Bruce Willis. I thought about something. You know, all those Vietnam vets, Desert Storm, Gulf vets, they're making all this money off us that are dead or still living here. We should do something about picking in Hollywood and these old big movies like Paramount Bond, Metro Golden, Mayer, and Fox and all them people. They owe the veterans something. They're faking out dying, and we've been dead, and we need everything we can get. What do you think about that?
I think that that's a very good point.
I mean, there's something to think about. I mean, mm-hmm. They're making all this money, and these people, the lost sons right now, and the movie Jimmy Fox made, I really don't like it, because it means it just don't fit him.
Yeah.
That the movie, I said, man, you don't look right.
Did you go see it?
I've been wasting my money.
Okay.
No way. I'm just saying, so they don't want to pay me, Vietnam vet, but they're still making money off it. Then they just, other Bruce Willis made Tears of the Sun. That's Mogadishu. He's making plenty of money off of that.
Yes, he is.
And old crazy Sizemore, you know, he lost everything he had. He lost every dime he got. He broke.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Okay, Liz.
Take care. Well,
right.
I see you at the blanket drive.
Huh?
Well, I see you at the blanket drive with some blankets.
You don't want to hear your mouth, Liz. You must be crazy. I'm going to be flying there.
All right.
No way. Ain't my son with me.
All right.
Meet you meet your light.
All right.
Okay.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Darius, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes.
On this issue with Mel Gibson.
No, not with Mel Gibson. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Oh,
Bruce
okay.
Willis.
It was Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Well, Bruce Willis was, didn't he do the movie The Siege? So he kind of fantasized.
Yes, he did. And that, it didn't even seem like he was acting in that role, did he?
Yeah.
Didn't even seem like he was acting in that role.
And he was playing as a general.
He was playing a murderous general that said everything that, you know, the ends justify the means. We can do anything that we want to
exactly.
these people. Yes, he did.
So,
yes, he
so
did.
He's
that was a good movie, wasn't it?
In his role.
That was Denzel Washington was in that movie.
Yes,
Annette
right.
Bening played the heck out of that role.
She played a good role.
Oh, she played the heck out that role.
That was a great movie.
Oh, it was a good movie. It's a
characterization that comes out of that with Bruce Willis.
Oh, yes, it does. But I'm telling you that Annette Bening should have gotten an Oscar for that. She was awesome in that.
I mean, she really stepped out among all the other heavyweight stars. She really shined through, didn't she?
Oh, yes, she did. I didn't even, you know, she was so good, you didn't even know it was Annette Bening.
Exactly.
When she got into a fight with that boy and started hitting him and stuff, she was good in that movie.
Great, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Yes.
And it's another one of those long kiss goodnight type of movies.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
tells the truth about your good government.
Right.
All right, Darius. Thanks for that.
All right, thank you.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Zenobia, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, I'm just great. I just want to, say to St. Louis,
come on and pitch in with this blanket drive for the homeless, you know, challenging activists, you know, to see that, you know, that they get 5 blankets or money to buy 5 blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm looking forward to joining you on Saturday morning.
And thank you for your donation.
Yeah. I sort of kind of missed the meeting a little bit
mm-hmm.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my intentions. But anyway, you know, it's a project that I think that, you know, it's very timely this time of the year. The homeless population have so many, many needs.
And you know what I would ask you? I would ask also that you reach out to the folks at Grace Hill and see what you can get blankets from them.
Okay.
Okay, because
we stay so busy, but I've started talking to people, and we haven't had, you know, our net board and homeless meetings, and it's just hectic staying afloat.
All right.
But I certainly would be passing it on.
All right.
And look forward to seeing y'all.
All right,
Saturday.
All right.
Saturday morning. That's a little early for me on the weekend.
All right.
But I'm going to make it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We can do more. 5 blankets is only $20. We can do more. Let us do a whole lot. A whole lot.
$20. We can
good
do
morning.
More. Let us do.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Yes.
This is Whitey at White's Barber Shop on the blanket drive again.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. I'll be in there with you. I'll bring you some blankets out.
All right, now.
Down the car out.
All right.
I'm still with you, Liz. I haven't called in a long time, but I moved over on Dr. Martin Luther King, and so that stopped me from, I'm rather busy moving, so I'm back with you now.
All right, bring lots of blankets. I look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Okay, Liz.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, the blanket drive is this Friday. We will be broadcasting live from Carver House at 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Carver House is 3035 Bell. That's Bell and Cardinal. You can go to Del Mar to Cardinal, Cardinal to Bell, Carver House. We will also be there. Will be curbside pickup right there at Carver House. Also, we will have curbside pickup all morning long from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. in front of the radio station here at 265 Union. That's North Union. We will be picking up your blankets curbside. You don't have to get out your car. Just drive up in front of the building. One of our you'll see them in our beautiful T-shirts, our Kelly Green T-shirts, Warming Hearts all over, Second Annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive T-shirts. So there's no excuse. And also, if you can't make it on Friday, if you can't drop by on Friday, the station is open 24 hours a day. Drop your blankets off here at the station at 265 Union, 13th floor. From now until Friday, you can pick up you can drop your blankets off here. Blankets are $5 a piece at Kmart, $5 a piece at the dollar store. Go get your blankets. You can do this. We can do this. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. And don't forget, in the next hour, Scott Ritter, former weapons inspector for the UN, the one that said in the beginning that there were no weapons of mass destruction. He's going to be on Mondays at 9 in just a few minutes. This is going to be in about 10 minutes or so. Scott Ritter is going to be on Mondays at 9. You do not want to keep the kids out of school. You don't want to miss this interview. You don't want to miss this interview. Juanita, good morning.
Hi, Liz. You had a caller that called you last week, and you told him, he said he's going to call you back and find out where it is in the Quran.
Yes.
Where he said that you can get abortion if you're incest.
Yes.
Or get raped or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever call you back?
Never gave me that.
Oh, okay, because I have my niece and her husband's a Muslim, and she was surprised when I told her to say that. She told me, well, find out where it is, because she didn't believe it. She said, well, there's still a baby, isn't it? I said, yeah, but he said that you can get the I don't know who said it, the prophets. She asked him, too, who said that in the Bible, the prophets talking or God or Jesus or who said it?
I don't know. I don't know, because it didn't sound like it was something that would have been in the Quran. So I never got a call back to say exactly where it is in the Quran. Don't know. Don't know, Juanita. Because I know the same caller called back on another issue, but never came back with a location of that.
Okay, well, I'm going to be listening. If you find out where it is, I'm sure going to write down where that at now, because she has a Quran, you know.
Okay, I do, and too. I do, too. I've got a Quran at home. Got a Bible at home. I have them all.
I can't see God saying you can kill it if it's incest, because I say a lot of people probably say, well, God said I ain't supposed to be born. I know a lot of people that, you know, it was born from incest or rape, you know, and they probably say, well, God said it's okay to kill me, you know.
Well,
no,
again, he never called back and gave that location of that.
Okay, well, I'll be looking for the call.
All right. And don't forget, next hour, Scott Ritter, former UN weapons inspector, author, columnist, and he was right. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and he told Bush that, and he told everybody else that. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back with Scott Ritter when we do a very special edition of Mondays at 9. Stay with us.
I will never say that Scott Ritter's new name. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Louise Schiavone. 18-year-old David Ludwig of Lititz, Pennsylvania, is now charged with 2 counts of homicide in the killings of his girlfriend's parents, Michael and Catherine Borden. Lititz Police Chief William Cease.
We assume he has a gun and he's armed.
Cease says an Amber Alert is still on for 14-year-old Cara Beth Borden.
We're feeling that because the parents were killed, that this was an abduction, although we could be wrong.
The girl's parents were said to have been upset about her coming home late from a date and about the age difference between her and her boyfriend. President Bush leaves for his trip to Asia in about an hour. ABC's Ann Compton says the subject of Iraq is bound to come up in the days ahead.
Iraq has dominated virtually every foreign trip around the globe, and President Bush stops first in Japan, which has helped in rebuilding in Iraq and Afghanistan. On the eve of his departure, the White House has turned up the volume on its defense that insists there was absolutely no exaggeration of the intelligence information to justify the war in Iraq. Ann Compton, ABC News, Washington.
Enrollment for Medicare's new prescription drug program starts tomorrow. The actual coverage begins in January. It's possible to enroll online, but ABC's financial contributor Melody Hobson says you should be careful about the plan that you sign for.
There are literally thousands of plans because each company has a different copay, a different premium, and a different drugs that they cover. So you've really got to make sure you find the plan that covers your drugs. That's the most important thing.
The online application address, www.medicare.gov, or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Monday Night Football tonight features the Dallas Cowboys against the Eagles in Philadelphia. This is ABC News.
Walmart and Sam's Club have teamed up with Humana to provide you with all the information you need about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Enrollment takes place November 15, 2005 through May 15, 2006. Log on to walmart.com/Medicare or talk with your Walmart pharmacist or Humana sales representative. Medicare-approved HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans available to anyone enrolled in Part B and entitled to Part A of Medicare through age or disability. Copayment, service area, and benefit limitations may apply.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, if you fly for the holidays, you can't afford a trip next year.
Pish! With Travelocity, you'll get a great holiday fare plus up to $100 off your next vacation.
Myth 2, most people put off holiday shopping till the last minute.
Not me. I finished my shopping in 1975. Hope you like pet rocks.
Book a holiday flight with your MasterCard card and get up to $100 off next year's vacation. Restrictions apply. Travelocity.com/holiday for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Writers and actors in Hollywood want a code of conduct to monitor hidden ads in TV shows and movies. ABC's Dave Schreiber explains.
The ads have been seen in programs like Desperate Housewives. Last season, Gabrielle was seen as an auto model for Buick. And some shows, like The Apprentice, have based entire episodes on contestants working with sponsors. The writers and actors say they will go to federal regulators if studios don't respond. They say they want their share of ad revenue generated by what they write and act in. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
In its continuing battle to attract new customers and hold on to the old ones, America Online is making old TV shows available online for free. The AOL Warner Brothers collaboration will offer more than 100 series and at least 300 episodes a month. The new broadband network, Into TV, will also include games, polls, and other interactive features. I'm Louise Schiavone, ABC News.
I'm Peyton Colston, reporting WGNU News. This check of WGNU News is brought to you by McDonald's. Well, a week after his disappearance, there's still no sign of a 4-year-old Metro East boy. Police are continuing to search for and follow up on leads in the disappearance of Sermon Lamont Tony Jr. and his cousin, 19-year-old Anquette Parker. FBI agent Marshall Stone says if anyone knows where the two are, they certainly should call police.
They should call their nearest agency, of course, call 911, the Illinois State Police, or their nearest FBI office. You know, any agency will help funnel information to appropriate sources and agencies.
The pair were last seen last Sunday in an apartment in East St. Louis. Parker's abandoned car was later found in a parking lot in Fairmont City. Authorities are concerned about the safety of the two because Parker reportedly received some threats a few days before their disappearance. In other news, a suspect is in custody in connection with the beating of a 6-year-old girl in North County. The child was found in a backyard in the 1200 block of Barron early Saturday morning after being reported missing Friday night. Police say the suspect in the girl's abduction and beating is a male under the age of 17 who lives in the victim's neighborhood. The child is in stable condition at an area hospital. The Washington Park man is charged with shooting his wife to death. Sammy Calhoun is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his wife, Anginia Calhoun. Police say Mrs. Calhoun was shot early Friday morning in her home in the 1900 block of North 59th Street. Sammy Calhoun is being held in the St. Clair County Jail on $1 million bond. In other news, Laclede gas prices will increase effective today to help offset the higher costs of wholesale natural gas. George Solak, a spokesperson for the company, says if people are concerned about paying their higher gas bills, they should look into budget billing.
We recommend that those people who don't have budget billing sign up for the program because it allows to take into account your entire year's gas usage and spread the payments evenly over 12 months.
The 38% increase may only be temporary. Solak says if natural gas rates continue to drop, his company's rates could go down as well. A new drug is showing promising results for hepatitis C patients who don't respond to typical treatments. A recent study presented to the American Association for the Study of Liver Diseases shows that a new protease inhibitor seems to lower the virus count in 50% of hepatitis C patients that did not respond to standard treatments. Hepatitis C is a viral infection that affects about 40,000 St. Louisans. St. Louis University will be studying the effects of the new drug in conjunction with current treatments. And according to a recent study, if you're an urban school counselor, you're more likely to get burned out than your rural or suburban counterparts. Dr. Kent Butler of the University of Missouri-St. Louis surveyed over 500 school counselors and found that counselors in urban schools seem to have a cultural disconnect with their students, which contributes to the counselors becoming burned out. Butler says counselors with 20 or more years' experience are more likely to experience burnout than those with less experience. And that's a check of WGNU News brought to you by McDonald's. Start your day off with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. I'm loving it. That's a report of WGNU News, and I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Comtrax. Westbound 40, McCausland, no sign of the earlier reported accident. Traffic is heavy from Big Bend to Hanley. Eastbound 270 at West Forest, and look for an overturned vehicle or an overheated vehicle on the shoulder. This is the first reported case as a car fire. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and 44, no problems with 40. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Merrimack River Bridge, no problems there. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Hanley, look for everything to be on the move. Eastbound 70 from K to Blanchett, it looks good. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way to Lindbergh, nothing to report there. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks all the way to Washington Elizabeth, nothing to report as well. Northbound 270 at 44 is finally flowing freely this hour. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, look for that ramp to be closed. You can use 11th Street. Westbound 40 at Mason, maintenance operations have an exit ramp closed. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is running smoothly. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, nothing to report there. Route 367 at Parker Road, those traffic lights are not working. And Telegraph at Heinz, those traffic lights have been repaired now. Also, westbound 370 from 94 to Elm Street, look for road construction. Two left lanes are closed this hour. Eastbound 270 from Illinois 3 to Route 203, look for road construction. The right lane is closed. Southbound 55 at Germania, that off-ramp is closed for paving work. Westbound 40 between N and Lake St. Louis, road construction has the right lane closed. And Bermuda north of 70, look for road widening going on there, as well as at Keeneland at Natural Bridge, road widening going there from two lanes to four lanes. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Comtrex. Comtrex Day and Night Flu Therapy relieves nasal congestion while reducing fever, the chills, and even body aches. Comtrex knocks out every kind of cold symptom. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Chance of showers this morning, otherwise showers and thunderstorms likely by this afternoon, a high in the mid-50s. This evening, showers will continue with a low in the mid-40s. Tuesday, windy, a chance of rain, the high in the mid-50s, but it will fall in the afternoon to the mid-40s. And by Tuesday evening, blustery, colder, mostly cloudy, low around 35. Wednesday, cooler, partly sunny, with a high only in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 47 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 48, both under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Mondays at 9. That's up next with Scott Ritter. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Tonight, I will never say that progress is being made. If
stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that gun.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world and how they affect us. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome, welcome. This is Liz Brown, and it's time for Mondays at 9. Today, during this hour, we will be talking to Scott Ritter, the Chief United Nations Weapons Inspector in Iraq between 1991 and 1998. He is also an author, Iraq Confidential, The Untold Story of the Intelligence Conspiracy to Undermine the UN and Overthrow Saddam Hussein. And he is joining us from Albany, New York. Scott Ritter, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Very good. Mr. Ritter, I was listening to the amazing speech that George W. Bush gave as he commemorated Veterans Day last week. And there was an interesting part of the speech, and I would like if you could comment on this. It appears that George W. Bush is trying to respond to what have been deemed to be critics of the Iraq war with kind of like a two-prong argument. And I want to read specifically what he said. He said that it is deeply irresponsible to rewrite the history of how that war began. Some Democrats and anti-war critics are now claiming that we manipulated the intelligence and misled the American people about why we went to war. These critics are fully aware that a bipartisan Senate investigation found no evidence of political pressure to change the intelligence community's judgments related to Iraq's weapons programs. Can you speak to that? Was there no evidence of political pressure to change the intelligence community's judgments?
First of all, the report, the committee that's supposed to do that report, has not released that report. Bush is jumping the gun, so to speak. The Senate Select Intelligence Committee prepared a report on the intelligence and said that, we got it wrong. But there's supposed to be a phase two of that that report, which gets into the use of intelligence by policymakers. And so far, the chairman of the Senate Select Intelligence Committee, a Republican named Pat Roberts out of Kansas, has delayed the issuing of this report. So the president is incorrect on it. The one thing that the president does make a valid point is that the Democrats who had every opportunity to stand up and question this mad rush to war, didn't do so. And now that the war's gone bad, they seem to be suddenly lining up and taking shots at the president. But I'm not here to defend the president, but I'm not going to defend the Democrats who facilitated this war, who were enablers of this war.
In fact, you talk about Hillary Clinton and the position that she has taken.
Well, I talk about her, I talk about others, but let's talk about Hillary. This is a woman who wants to be, at least seems to want to be the nominee of the Democratic Party for the 2008 presidential campaign. On Iraq, her position is sometimes even more hawkish and conservative than that of the Republican Party. This is a woman who made no effort whatsoever to ascertain the true facts regarding Iraq's weapons of mass destruction programs. Instead, out of political expediency, she accepted at face value everything the Bush administration put forward regarding Iraq, and today continues to maintain that we need to stay the course in Iraq, regardless of the fact that the evidence is out there now that the case made was a false case.
And she's not alone. Her co-companion there in New York, Senator Schumer, is also holds the same philosophy and attitude.
Oh, correct, as well as most mainstream Democratic leaders. We have a few exceptions. Carl Levin is one. But even Carl Levin and Ted Kennedy and others who voted against the war we're facilitators to a lesser extent, because they did not have the courage to question the statements made about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction capabilities. Instead of saying, well, time out, let's get the facts on the table, they issued press statements that said Saddam Hussein remains an ugly threat because of his drive to acquire weapons of mass destruction. I mean, all this does is reinforce that the case that the Bush administration was making. Instead of saying, look, there is no evidence that Saddam Hussein has sought to reconstitute his weapons program, there is no evidence that Saddam Hussein has retained weapons of mass destruction, and that before we talk about war, we should seek to send in weapons inspectors. That's not the case they were making. And so they were all facilitators. And they all also forget the role that the Clinton administration played in setting forth the policies of regime change, setting forth the policies of disenfranchising inspectors, demonizing the inspection process that enabled the Bush administration to more efficiently sell this war.
And, well, you talk about going back even further than the Clinton administration, back to George Bush's father, where the original seeds of this were planted.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, the thing I try to make clear is that this is not about Bush bashing or Clinton bashing or Republican bashing or Democrat bashing. This is about bad American policy. Bad American policy that transcends three successive presidential administrations. So when we talk about the failures that have occurred here, they're collective failures. They're American failures. They're not, you know, ideological failings of one party or the other. This is the failure of the United States as a whole to see through the rhetoric of three successive presidential administrations, to buy into demonization, irresponsible demonization of a leader and a nation without examining the facts, and then trapping ourselves with this rhetoric. You know, if you go back and take a look at all of the facts about Iraq, how we got to this war, the one sad thing that emerges is that this was not about national security and about defending the legitimate interests of the United States. This is about domestic American politics and the fact that our political leaders didn't have the courage to stand up and question some of the harsh things that were being said about Saddam Hussein's Iraq, because Saddam is an eminently demonizable individual. He's a brutal dictator. I'm not here to defend Saddam. But, you know, we don't go to war because somebody is a brutal dictator. We go to war because somebody poses a threat. And nobody had the courage to question all the posturing that was being made about the alleged threat of Saddam Hussein, because they didn't want to be accused of being sympathetic to a dictator. And the end result is American boys and girls are dying in Iraq because of our political leaders' inability to do the right thing. They're dying because our political leaders want to maintain their political viability. American kids are dying because of American politics, not because of a threat posed to the United States.
And when we look at the failure or the lack of courage that politicians have had in dealing with this, in some respects, I think they look at what happened to you. I think that they look at what happened to Mr. Wilson and his wife. I think that they look at this administration in a way that many administrations have not been looked at, as these are people that will punish those that do take exception to the way that we're trying to run things.
Well, again, in my case, let's be fair here, that the initial attacks, and indeed some of the worst attacks, took place under the Clinton administration. When I start speaking out against policy, this is a sad reality of modern day, the modern day American political situation, where people will speak out very aggressively. They'll use rhetoric, very aggressive rhetoric, that is polarizing, black and white, good versus evil. They don't care about the facts. And when somebody comes out with the facts and says, here's the situation, especially somebody who's in a position to know, they don't want to engage in a debate about the facts. So they immediately seek to shift the discussion away from the matter at hand and turn it into a personal attack. Whether or not the information about that person is true is irrelevant. All they need to do is create a splashy headline, so that they have people talking about this red herring over here as opposed to the real issues. And the Clinton administration was a master at doing this. They did it to me. They accused me of being an Israeli spy. They accused me of being an Iraqi agent later on. They accused me of any number of things, all of which were false, but none of which mattered, because once the media picks up on that, that's all the media can talk about. They can't talk about the facts at hand, which are, you know, in the case of Iraq, about weapons of mass destruction and the false case that first was made by the Clinton administration. People should never forget the speech made by Bill Clinton in December 1998 as he justified a 72-hour bombing campaign, Operation Desert Fox. He made the exact same arguments that George Bush made in 2003. The lies began with Clinton.
Do you think, Mr. Ritter, that the American people are confused about what is happening in Iraq? And if so, what do you think the biggest misunderstanding that the American people have about what is happening in Iraq? Because I'm certain that most people listening to you right now talking about the Clinton administration are surprised to hear that, because that's not what you hear when you hear this story being told.
Well, again, when you hear the story being told, remember the story is being told today by either Republicans who are defending George W. Bush or Democrats who are not just attacking George W. Bush, but hiding their own culpability. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's Democrats who facilitated this war. You know, the Republicans, yes, led us into this war, and I hold them accountable, but the Democrats facilitated this. So, of course, the American people are confused, not just by the outrageous behavior of their elected representatives, but also by the fact that the media has been culpable in this. The media helped sell this war. Again, not just during the Bush administration, but during the Clinton administration, when the media failed to report accurately about what was really going on, both in terms of on the ground in Iraq, but also behind the scenes in the United States. Most Americans, I think, thought that we were there to disarm Iraq, to get rid of weapons of mass destruction, and they might be surprised to know that the United States never had any intention of allowing Iraq to be disarmed, that the real policy since 1992 was regime change, removing Saddam Hussein from power, using weapons inspections as a facilitator for regime change by containing Saddam through the continuation of economic sanctions, by using weapons inspections as a vehicle to spy on Saddam to gather information so that he could be overthrown. I think Americans will be shocked to know that the United Nations, myself included, briefed the United States the intelligence community, including the director of the CIA, several times on how we had succeeded in disarming Iraq and how the CIA and the U.S. government refused to accept these findings, saying that Iraq can never be found to be disarmed. So,
our country said,
confused.
Our country said that Iraq can never be found to be disarmed.
That's correct, because the policy was regime change, not disarmament. It's stunning how today in the debate, when people talk about weapons of mass destruction, how many times have you heard regime change? How many times have you heard what the true policy was of the United States? How many times have you heard Democrats and Republicans admit that we were really trying to knock off Saddam in the 1990s and that we undermined the effectiveness of the weapons inspection program? That's why Americans are confused, because not a single politician is telling the truth about what really was going on behind the scenes in the decade of the 90s and in the early, right before the 2003 invasion.
We also are told, as Americans out here, that don't have access to the information that you had, don't have access to the information that the White House has or the United States Senate, we've also been told that Saddam Hussein kicked out UN weapons inspectors. What happened with that?
Well, again, what an absurd notion. If you examine the facts, and again, you have to read between the lines, but, you know, The fact is, in December 1998, Saddam didn't kick out the inspectors. They were ordered out by the United States government. Now, the United States government claims that they were ordered out because the Iraqis had stopped cooperating with the inspectors. But if you dig deeper, what you find is that the United States orchestrated an inspection that was deliberately provocative. In fact, you know, there were agreements in place between the inspectors and the Iraqis on how to inspect sensitive sites, like presidential palaces, political parties, things that had nothing to do with the technical reality of weapons of mass destruction and everything to do with the national security of Iraq. The Iraqis were concerned, rightly so, that the CIA was tagging along on inspection teams trying to gather intelligence about the Iraqi president so that they could knock him off. So the Iraqis said, look, we need to be a little bit more careful about these inspections. So we had agreements in place on how to do these inspections, and the United States ordered in December 1998, ordered the UN weapons inspectors, without going to the Security Council, to rip up these agreements, to walk away from these agreements. And then they sent the inspectors to a political party site, the Ba'ath Party headquarters in downtown Baghdad. The Iraqis said, you're welcome to inspect the site. Come on in, as long as the modalities we had agreed upon apply. And the inspectors, under U.S. orders, said, no, no modalities. The Iraqis finally said, if there's no modalities, there's no inspection. That's when the Clinton administration ordered the inspectors out, saying the Iraqis have refused to cooperate with the inspectors. This means that the inspectors can no longer do their job. It's a false accusation against Iraq. The Iraqi government was bending over backwards to do whatever was required to convince the United Nations and indeed the international community that it had destroyed its weapons. And remember, there can be no doubt that they had destroyed these weapons. The CIA today acknowledges that all weapons of mass destruction were destroyed by Iraq by 1991.
Well, you were present during some of the destruction.
Well, absolutely. You know, I will say that the Iraqis were not perfect in this process, and they left open, reasonable, the room for reasonable people to think that they might be hiding some weapons, that we could not account for the totality of the weapons. We could account for 90 to 95%. But, you know, the Iraqis had lied to us early on in the process, and then when they finally told the truth, you know, it's like the boy who cried wolf. We just weren't believing them anymore, and we required, you know, absolute verification, absolute certainty in the form of documentation that the Iraqis were unable to provide. So there was, you know, this little wiggle room where people were saying, you know, we can't give them a total clean bill of health. But there's a huge difference between that, which is a position I held, and saying they retain weapons and they are reconstituting weapons, which is the case the Bush administration was making. We had no evidence that they were retaining weapons. We had no evidence that they had reconstituted these programs. We just had concerns that we could not account for everything the Iraqis said they had destroyed.
For 100% certainty.
That's right.
We're going to take a break. We're talking to Scott Ritter this morning on Mondays at 9. Scott Ritter is the chief United Weapons Inspector in Iraq between the years of 1991 and 1998. He is also the author of Iraq Confidential, The Untold Story of the Intelligence Conspiracy to Undermine the UN and Overthrow Saddam Hussein. I'm Liz Brown. This is Mondays at 9. We'll be back. Stay with us.
I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. The time has come today.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Akbar Electric. Commercial, industrial, residential. 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call, 382-2568.
Cut your gas costs in half. Team up to share the ride to work in a carpool or vanpool. Thousands of St. Louis area commuters have discovered how ride sharing with ride finders can combat the sting of rising gas prices, and you can too. RideFinders offers an exclusive computerized ride matching service that matches commuters throughout the region who share similar workday commutes so they can contact one another to share the ride in a carpool or vanpool. The ride matching service is provided by RideFinders free of charge and is available online at ridefinders.org or toll-free at 800-VIP-RIDE. The higher gas prices get, the more savings you'll see. Add more passengers to your carpool and save even more. Call RideFinders today at 800-VIP-RIDE and ease the strain that record gas prices are putting on your wallet. That's 800-VIP-RIDE.
store?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Vandenbenner, west of Spring.
What's in the ReStore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the ReStore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The ReStore. Check it out.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate Building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call. This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Good morning and welcome back. This morning we are speaking to Scott Ritter, the Chief United Nations Weapons Inspector in Iraq between 1991 and 1998. He is also the author of a book, Iraq Confidential, The Untold Story of the Intelligence Conspiracy to Undermine the UN and Overthrow Saddam Hussein. Mr. Ritter, welcome back.
Thank you.
I want to use the term neocons. You have referred to neocons as parasites. If I give you some names, could you kind of give us some idea of their role as neocons? Paul Wolfowitz.
Well, Paul Wolfowitz is neocon supreme. He's the primary formulator of the Iraq War.
And he said that the Iraq War would the reconstruction would pay for itself.
But before he even talked about reconstruction, he's the man who was behind the hyping of the Iraqi threat. Saying that Saddam Hussein posed a threat not only to his people, his neighbors, but also the world and the United States. And Paul Wolfowitz, though more dangerously, had the vision of using Iraq as the beginning of what he called the transformation of the entire Middle East, spreading democracy, through unilateral application of military force to all nations in the Middle East, not just Iraq.
And in terms of his conversations with Congress or to Congress, you've said that he has lied about the cost of the war.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, I honestly believe that people need to investigate every single member of the Bush administration who gave testimony before Congress. This was misleading testimony. This was testimony based upon falsehoods where information was fabricated or distorted to the point that they were not telling the truth. And when a elected official lies in the conduct of his or her official duty, that's a felony charge. This is serious crimes, and I'm stunned why Congress isn't carrying out such an investigation, except until you recognize that Congress knew they were being lied to
and they approved the war.
That's right. I mean, again, Congress knew that this information that was being peddled to them was garbage.
Now, let me get through another name out here. Condoleezza Rice.
Well, Condi Rice isn't your normal neocon. I think we learned something the other day. Gary Hart, former Democratic senator from Colorado, acknowledged that when Condi Rice was a graduate student, she was a foreign policy advisor to his presidential campaign. So, she's somebody who, also was affiliated with the more moderate foreign policy of Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush. Condi Rice, however, is somebody who I think is, I mean, history will show, is not as strong as maybe the media has projected her to be.
You've said somebody, that she's a dilettante.
Well, she is a dilettante. She may know a little bit about the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe. She knows nothing about the Middle East and the larger issues of the Middle East.
And you also talk about how the neocons, neocons are using her. They're either using her race, they're using her gender.
Look, I'm not a racist and I'm not a sexist person, but you got to call it the way you see it. She is not the most highly qualified person for that job.
She ain't that smart.
She was put up there because she is a black woman. And therefore, it makes it virtually impossible to criticize her, because if you do so, you'll be accused of being a racist or, somebody who has problems with females in positions of higher authority, which is not the case. She is just not the right person for the job. She's the wrong person for the job, because instead of having a State Department that's truly independent and looking out for the diplomacy side of the house, she's become a facilitator of war. I was told by somebody, in the Bush administration that they wanted her in the State Department so that she would not be an obstacle to the Pentagon's policies in the way that Colin Powell had been.
Now, Colin Powell, would you describe him as a neocon, or would you describe him as a helper of the neocon, and should we take his mea culpas after the fact as meaningful?
Colin Powell is not a neocon. Colin Powell is a man who has disgraced himself. I think history will judge him harshly. And he needs to do a better job of explaining this. He's not being honest. He says he's wrong, but he doesn't talk about his intent. What was his intent when he made that speech before the Security Council?
Why and he was under oath as well, wasn't he?
No, you don't make, when you speak before the Security Council, it's not necessarily under oath, but you are speaking as an official of the U.S. government, and therefore you are every bit accountable for the words that you say there. He did speak under oath before the Congress, though, several times, and he gave false and misleading testimony at that time. He owes us a lot more. He owes the families of the more than 2,050 Americans who have died in Iraq a lot more than the simple mea culpas that he's issued to date.
You've described the Republican Party as an organizational host. What do you mean by that?
Well, again, the Republican Party has served as the host for the parasitic neocons. When you take a look at most of these neocons, they didn't start out life as Republicans. It's not as though the Republican Party gave birth to the neocon movement. Actually, some people would say that the Democratic Party gave birth to the neocons, but I don't agree with that. The neocons, I say, are parasites. These are people who will attach themselves to a host and thrive off that host's inability to deal with the parasites. And right now we have a Republican Party that had lost a national election in 1992. Bill Clinton and the Democrats came into being. You had a Republican Party that, in order to counter Bill Clinton in 1994, engaged in a somewhat of a right-wing ultra-conservative revolution. Newt Gingrich and the Congress and their contract with America, that opened the doors to this ideological conflict between Republicans and Democrats that was effectively exploited by the neocons. You see how, starting in 1997, they start to assert themselves very aggressively in foreign policy issues with the Project for a New American Century and their vision statement. You see how they lobby Congress through their variety of think tanks that they basically hijacked, the American Enterprise Institute, the Heritage Foundation, and others. And it manifests itself, in, for instance, in the case of Iraq, in the 1998 Iraq Liberation Act passed by Congress as public law, calling for regime change in Iraq. The Democrats voted for this. These are the neocon parasites that are using the Republican Party as a host, but it's not what the Republican Party traditionally stands for. There are Republicans out there who are giving somewhat tepid resistance to this, John McCain, Chuck Hagel, and others. But I can also tell you that there's a great deal of a huge number of Republicans, mainstream Republicans, the voters, who do not identify with the image of the Republican Party today, because it is not the traditional image of the Republican Party. It is a neoconservative image, and one that disturbs a lot of people, myself included.
And in terms of the future of the Republican Party, because while they may not identify with it, we're still seeing folks vote for them.
They are, because the Democrats have not put forward a compelling candidate. I mean, when you know if you're a Republican and you're voting on an election, you only got two choices: the Republican, the Democrat, or the third choice is don't vote. We see in national elections that the vast majority of the Americans don't vote.
Are not
they just
voting.
Choose not to go. But, you know, what are the Democrats putting up? Not a Democrat. They're putting up Republican light. These are Democrats who can't identify who they are and what they are. They're so confused and so cowardly to establish their own identity that what they do is they say, you know, like Kerry did, I'm for raising the taxes, but not as, or cutting taxes, but not as much as the Republicans. I'm for this, but not as much as the Republicans. Republican light, not a Democratic vision.
And why would somebody go light when they can have the real thing?
That's right. Especially post 9/11, where our nation has been traumatized, and the American people, largely because of their ignorance of the world we live in and the fear generated from that ignorance, are easily manipulated. And as such, they want the real deal. They don't want some light flake.
And I'm reading a story out of Capitol Hill Blue about a confidential memo that's circulating amongst senior Republican leaders, a memo that suggests that a new attack by terrorists on United States soils could reverse the sagging fortunes of George Bush as well as the GOP and restore his image as a leader of the American people. Is this possible? Do you think that this is something that is real and should we be concerned about?
Well, we know there are people out there who are trying to attack us. We've seen the reality, the harsh reality of this.
But the connection of the Republican Party as a political strategy.
If it's a strategy, this is a crime, and it's if anybody can produce documented evidence that this is the case, I would hope that the people writing such documents would be arrested and. Subjected to the full extent of the law, and that the Republican Party, if indeed there's an embracing of this notion, pay the political price in the 2006 election. What we need to be careful of right now, though, is that there are so many conspiracy theorists out there right now. And conspiracy theory is based out of frustration. As we said, there's a lot of frustrated people today. Who to believe? What to believe? You're not getting good leadership from the Democrats. You're not getting good leadership from the Republicans. And because of this, you've created this vacuum that conspiracy theory thrives in. And so I'm hoping that what you just read is more akin to conspiracy theory, because I would hate to see a situation where, people
in leadership
for political benefit talk about facilitating or at least, standing by while terrorists attack our country.
We have to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, Mondays at 9. I am talking to Scott Ritter. He's joining us from Albany, New York. Scott Ritter is the chief United Nations weapons inspector in Iraq between 1991 and 1998. He also is the author of a new book, Iraq Confidential, The Untold Story of the Intelligence Conspiracy to Undermine the UN and Overthrow Saddam Hussein. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after that. Please stay with us.
Tell me what you find for. Let him go. He don't want you no more. What you dying for? Never know. Once your eyes are closed, won't you go?
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate Building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This edition of Mondays at 9, we are joined by Scott Ritter, the Chief United Nations Weapons Inspector in Iraq between 1991 and 1998. He's joining us from Albany, New York. Mr. Ritter, you talked a little bit about conspiracy, that people shouldn't get caught up in conspiracies. There's been a lot of talk about the Scooter Libby, Karl Rove issue, and what should we be concerned about? Should we be looking at this as a conspiracy to hide the information? How should we be looking at Karl Rove, Scooter Libby, Valerie Plame, or Flame, as Judy Miller called her, and her husband? What should we be looking at?
Well, look at the facts. I mean, we got to go where the facts take us, and I would say that, you know, you can have conspiracy that's based in reality. Conspiracy is a crime. And I think that there's reason to suspect that conspiracy has taken place inside the office of the vice president, and perhaps even deeper into the Bush administration, to mislead, to fabricate, to misinform not only the American people but the Congress of the United States about, you know, critical issues that go beyond the serious crime of leaking a CIA officer's name to the press. I mean, that to me is just the tip of the iceberg. You have to examine why they would do this. Why would they engage in this extraordinary activity? What it is that Scooter Libby, the former chief of staff of Dick Cheney, is really protecting and telling these lies. This is reality. The facts are pointing us towards a conspiracy. There's a big difference between this and saying that, because Bush has poor poll ratings, that somehow the Republican Party might support a renewed terrorist attack in the United States to reverse his political fortune. That's a conspiracy theory as opposed to conspiracy reality.
Let me get to a couple of callers here. Christine, you have a question for our guest, Scott Ritter.
Yes, I do. Scott Ritter, I heard you say, I believe you said that in Iraq, it wasn't about weapons of mass destruction, it was about a regime change. Now, I want you to remember, I believe it was right after Desert Storm, when I saw with my own eyes in this documentary that the citizens of Iraq, thousands of them, were on their way to take out Saddam Hussein. and on the orders from my Herbert Walker Bush to Colin Powell, they stopped that. So if it was about a regime change, they had the chance to do that. And I'd like to throw out a name to you, too, if you would comment on Charles Schultz.
Thanks for your call.
I didn't hear the name, so I...
Charles Schultz.
Charles Schultz?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in a position to comment on him. I don't know who he is. When we talk about regime change, look, the Bush administration, George Herbert Walker Bush, had encouraged Kurds and Shia to rise up, or actually encouraged the people of Iraq to rise up. And when they did, it took the Americans by surprise. You see, we wanted regime change, but not to get rid of the Sunni-based dictatorship. We wanted regime change only in the sense that we got rid of one man, Saddam Hussein, whose continued existence posed a political problem for George Herbert Walker Bush. After comparing Saddam to Adolf Hitler, Saddam had to go. There was no way that we could negotiate a solution. So we wanted Saddam gone, but we didn't want the Kurds or the Shia to take over. So that's why we stood aside while Saddam Hussein's forces crushed the Kurdish rebellion, crushed the Shia rebellion. That's why we created a program of weapons inspections, not to disarm Iraq, but to sustain the continuation of economic sanctions as a way of containing Saddam and destabilizing Saddam, in the hopes that within 6 months, because that's the time period that the CIA gave George Herbert Walker Bush, they said, if you can contain this man for 6 months, a general will probably assassinate him, remove him from power, and our problem is solved. So it's not regime change in terms of giving the Kurds or the Shia control. It was regime change in terms of eliminating one man, Saddam Hussein, from power.
Well, the plan that they implement, it doesn't have any bearing with that. I mean, how was our plan supposed to work?
Well, again, if you go back, this is what's so frustrating, is Colin Powell, the ultimate facilitator of the current war, recognized in 1991 that if you got rid of Saddam Hussein and you did not have a viable plan on how you were going to replace him, Iraq would sink into chaos and anarchy, trapping an American military that would no longer be viewed as liberators, but rather occupiers. They knew this in 1991. The Clinton administration knew this throughout the 1990s. That's why they never, stepped up the plate with anything more than some token bombing beyond the sanctions-based containment. It took George W. Bush, though, to take it to the next level. Remember those neocon parasites I spoke of? They jumped on this inconsistency in our policies, where we say we want to get rid of Saddam, but we don't really want to get rid of Saddam. And they use that to, in its inherent weakness and argument, to sell a larger program of regional transformation, of changing not only Iraq, but the entire Middle East, and indeed the entire globe. Their policies are that of global domination, and Iraq became the case study for implementation of this policy. And so they couldn't allow themselves to be hampered or tied down by the reality. Remember, this is a neocon-based administration that has gone public saying, we will create our own reality. Don't tell me about the facts on the ground. America has the ability, through its economic, diplomatic, and military strength, to create its own reality. And so they went into Iraq believing that they could create a new reality that did away with all of these arguments that have been used in the past to say, no, we can't get rid of Saddam.
This is so insane. Why wouldn't the military just, why would the military stand still for this? How does the military stand still for this?
Well, again, the military is, an amazing book is written by a gentleman named H.R. McMaster. He's an active duty Army officer, but he wrote a book called Dereliction of Duty, and it examined the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the Vietnam War. And it asked that question, how could the Joint Chiefs of Staff stand by during Vietnam and allow these lies to be told that manifested themselves in the death of 58,000 Americans?
And also these non-military people with no experience saying that doesn't matter what the reality is on the ground, we are going to change what reality is.
Right.
We're going to create our own.
When you start recruiting, and again, this is a problem that predates George W. Bush, when you start putting a political, ideological litmus test on the ground for your military officers. Remember when Bill Clinton came in, he had a horrible problem with the U.S. military.
Mm-hmm.
He had the the Don't Ask, Don't Tell gay policy.
Right.
He had young staffers with no military experience insulting seasoned combat veterans.
He didn't go to war, whatever.
And so what he did is he put out a litmus test. He said, you know, the military's against me, so I need to start promoting officers who pass my ideological litmus test. And so now you started seeing generals getting promoted into senior positions because they were sympathetic to Bill Clinton's policies. You start seeing colonels positioning themselves for eventual promotion to general by aligning themselves with Bill Clinton. And then so you have a senior military leadership that becomes politicized, a very dangerous situation. And now when George W. Bush comes in, he starts purging. Donald Rumsfeld started purging the ranks of these soft, democratically leaning generals and replacing them with generals that are more ideologically aligned with the Bush administration, people who were not inclined to question the ridiculous policies of the Bush administration, and in fact, people who were supportive of these policies. That's why you didn't see the military questioning what was going on.
One more quick question. Scott, you have a quick question for our guest, Scott Ritter.
Yeah. When Clinton was bombing Iraq, I didn't speak out against that. So I'm guilty, too. And so are the 70% of Americans who initially supported this war.
Thanks for
I agree 100%. I mean, we're all guilty to a lesser extent, you know, some more, some less, to facilitating this war through our collective silence, through our collective embrace of rule. But, you know, the thing is, you know, our guilt is not the guilt of somebody who had malice aforethought. We actually believed what we're being told. The problem comes today, and now that it's been exposed as a lie, what are we doing about it? And, you know, a key question is specifically, what are we doing about it in terms of holding our elected officials accountable?
And that
not
has to
just be, the president.
And that has to be the last word. We have three seconds left here. Scott Ritter, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Luis Chiavone. An Amber Alert is still out for 14-year-old Carabeth Borden of Lititz, Pennsylvania. The quiet community is still in shock after the murder of her parents and the double homicide charge against her boyfriend, 18-year-old David Ludwig. The suspect's neighbor, Stephanie Mannon.
He was a really nice, outgoing, friendly guy. And when I heard that he was responsible for all of this, I was devastated. Like, I never would have expected ever.